Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
All right, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Wednesday night, the 13th, we're going to do a special call tonight, and the focus is going to be on our court case. We're going to go through the court case point by point, line by line, and so this might be a real good educational exercise for people to listen in on and follow on. Hang on a second, I got someone trying to get me. Hey, Gerard, see if you can get Ken on Skype and help him out. He's got a problem or something. But anyway, as I was saying, we're going to go through this line by line, and this could be a good educational exercise for people who are going to learn about common law and why you have to know common law to be free. As Thomas Jefferson said, if you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was and never will be. So anybody who runs away from law is running away from liberty, and you cannot have liberty. You'll have some creation of yourself or a mixed match of people's ideas that haven't been well thought out. But if you want true liberty, you have to get involved. And this is not like statutes, studying to be a lawyer, which they should be calling statuers or something, statutes or statutes. They study statutes. They do not study law. And that's very boring. And it's also controlling. The bottom line with common law is it brings freedom and maturity. People have to focus in and get mature. They have to take care of their own things, and that's what common law is about. It's purely logic and maxims. Logical facts that cannot be disputed. Anyway, tonight we're going to read line by line. We're going to be looking to correct whatever we can correct in punctuations and spellings or making things sound better. I haven't read this out loud yet, so reading it out loud is going to be a good exercise because that's when you really see that the wording maybe needs to be cleaned up a bit to have a proper English. If people who want to make a major change or something and get into sort of a debate on a particular line, we'll just redline that and we'll come back at the end so we don't, this way we can get through this whole thing tonight. The other thing is that if people have items they might want to add in, maybe they can skim through and look at the different headings in here and see what heading they think it might go good in. And when we get to that heading and get through all the stuff in that heading, they can then suggest, hey, I got some case law here or some founding father quotes here or some codes that may be appropriate for this, and then we can do it there. But if anybody brings that stuff up, they need to bring that into the text chat. So if you're not signed in on the text chat at the same time, we won't be able to put it in. You'll have to cut and paste it into the text chat. I can cut and paste it out, and we'll put it right in. Especially if we're doing, case law at the end of that, you've got the citation, and we want to get all that right. So anyway, you got to cut and paste. Okay, with that, we're going to get started. So I'm going to unmute everyone. And everybody's unmuted now. Anybody that has a problem with noise in the background or something, they might want to mute themselves when they're not talking. So we can keep whatever noise out of the background out. As I mentioned, a copy of this case is up on New York committeemen.org. That's committeemen.org. On the left side, click on the lawsuit page. We have two, so the one you want to get is the gun control lawsuit. And then you can download the complaint. The latest complaint that we're working with today is draft 213.13B. So when you click on it, you should see B, 213.13B. Anyone's listening to this on the recording, it'll definitely, tomorrow we'll be changing this and updating with what changes we make. And as we get closer to the filing, we'll be still adding things on. So people should check in once in a while. And they can look to see if they have the latest. I notice what's up online right now is 213.13. I'm just going to leave that for right now. Tomorrow we'll be putting up 214.13. And And then if there's a later one in the day, then it'll be 214, 13B, or so, and C, and so on. Okay, with that, we're going to get started. So I'll start reading on the first page of the lawsuit, action at law. Key thing is that we put in action at law. This is not a complaint. This is an action at law. That at law is a phrase that is very clear, focuses in on common law. This is a common law case. And it starts out, on and for the record, we, the names of all the people, and then we put comma, people of New York, here and after the people, except here and after the people, that's what we're going to call ourselves throughout this lawsuit, is the people, not the plaintiff, but the people, accept the oaths and the bonds of all the officers of this court and in the court of, and in this court of record, proceeding according to the common law, hereby sues the governor of New York State, New York State Senate, New York State Assembly, herein the defendants, for dereliction of duty, abuse of power, conspiracy to disarm the people for and for declaratory judgment with enforcement regarding a long train of abuses and usurpations of the people's unalienable right to bear arms. Now, real quickly, I just want to make a point or two of some of the wording we have in here. Well, first of all, what we did is we accept the oaths and the bonds. We're putting the judges on notice that if they're going to play around with the law and come in with all their criminal activities with holding status quo political positions, we intend on pulling their bond and we intend on suing them. So that's why we're saying we're accepting their oaths and their bonds of all the officers of this court. That includes even the bailiff. And then we go, and in this court of record, that brings us into the common law procedure where the tribunal is the plaintiff. And in this particular action at law, we may end up with 1,000 people. We've got at least 300 people at this point that have signed up. We've got lots more people signing up, and we have a big couple of big events we're going to be going through this month yet. One huge one up in Albany on the 28th. And we know we're going to get a lot of signatures there. Hopefully people will be passing the word out. So I think we're going to end up with 1,000 people. So we're going to have a tribunal of 1,000 people, 1,000 Americans who believe in their right to defend themselves. And that means a lot more to me than one silly judge sitting on his little bench telling us what we're not going to do. So we're going to be very forceful in this lawsuit. Anyway, that's
it. It means more to them, too.
That's the introduction, so let me see if anybody has any comments on the introduction, any corrections, anything we need to add or whatever.
Yeah, just a couple corrections, just spelling stuff. Sues should just be Sue, S-U-E.
Okay, got it. Done.
And then down the bottom line, the people's unalienable right to bear arms, just put an apostrophe on people's.
Okay, or behind the yes. Okay, got it. All right, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. We got someone who knows spelling in English. Okay. Let's move to the next one. Line number one, jurisdiction. The New York State Supreme Court, Albany County being the seat of the state and the Supreme Court being a court of record, is the proper jurisdiction for this action to be heard. Any thoughts or corrections here? Okay. Number two. Okay, we have a heading here, and the heading is, this is a common law proceeding according to a court of record. Number two, because neither scholars nor legislators are omniscient, common law does not adhere to legislation regardless of the facts. Unlike the civil law, which is committed to legislation as the will of the state, the common law emphasizes the facts of a case in confidence, that the people, the tribunal, can discern right from wrong by learning the truth of the facts, period. Any corrections, comments? Number three, as with biblical truth, the common law tradition abhors the priestcrafts, and this word priestcraft comes from the writings of Thomas Jefferson. We do have footnotes on this, and people should read these footnotes. We're not going to read the footnotes today as we're going through this, but people should go back and look at footnotes. And if people later on come up with some footnotes that they want to share with us and we should add in on certain words, you know, by all means, we could do that through email or at meetings or Monday night meetings, and we'll add these things in. Anyway, as with biblical truth, the common law tradition abhors the priestcraft of secret knowledge and demands that its principles remain available to all, that all may enjoy its liberties. Therefore, the common law tradition does not reserve knowledge of its principles for attorneys only. The true judges, tribunal, of the common law tradition demand ideals of a fair contest aimed at a fair result, period. Any comments or corrections?
Yeah, just on the first line, secret knowledge, there should be no E at the end of secret. Yeah,
okay.
We're not secreting knowledge.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. Done. Okay, and I'm making these corrections live as we go. Number four, each of the plaintiffs have been injured, threatened, and intimidated by the defendant in violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 241, and U.S. Code 42, subsection 1985, period. Now, these codes, we do get into very great detail or reasonably amount of detail later on. We're just making the accusations up front. Any corrections offered here, and errors or anything?
Just a quick comment. Maybe this is just a nitpick, but
yes.
Injured, threatened, and intimidated, are they three separate things? I mean, do you have to be injured,
yes,
threatened,
yes,
and intimidated?
Yes, they are injured. Even though the threatened is an injury and the intimidation is an injury, the injured focus, I think, is really because I wrote it up just the way I use the code to kind of lay out the parts of it, and they do have it written that way. And, you know, there are many constitutional rights that are being violated by when people violate this code, U.S. 18 and 42. So, yeah, that's how they list it off in the code, so I listed it the same way.
Okay, so it shouldn't be or intimidated, it has to be and?
Well, we've been both. We've been threatened with jail if we carry a gun without a permit. We've been intimidated to believe that this is the law.
Yep, okay.
We've been injured because they violated our constitutional rights.
And do
I don't
and
have
slash
a
or.
Rights. Unalienable rights, huh?
You could do and slash or for that.
And slash?
Or.
Oh, no. This is for, no, we are threatened and we are intimidated. Let me ask you a question. Does anyone here believe they're going to be able to put a gun on their side and walk down into New York City and not be arrested?
Nope.
No, you know you're going to be arrested. That means you've been threatened not to be able to exercise your constitutional right. Are you intimidated by that?
Yep.
Me too. So we're all threatened and intimidated and injured from the standpoint of many rights. Okay, next. Number five, each of the plaintiffs have been deprived of our unalienable rights by the defendants in violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 242 and U.S. Code 42, subsection 1983. Any corrections or comments on that? Okay, move on. Number six. All the people of New York have been injured, threatened, and intimidated by the defendants. Same violation, same codes. Any corrections there? Number seven, same thing as number five, except for all the people of New York have been deprived of their, well, I'll put our because we're part of them too. So our unalienable rights by the defendants in violation of the U.S. codes again. Any questions, any comments, any corrections there? Okay, number eight. A court of record has a judicial tribunal having attributes and exercise and functions independently of the person or the magistrate designated generally to hold it. And then I give the citation, which I'm not going to read out. It's quite long. Then we add on, see the accompanying attachment, law of the case, which is incorporated by reference as fully stated herein. Now, the law of the case was written, we kind of followed pretty much the guideline of Bill Thornton's law of the case, which was 14 pages. Ours is either 16, 17, or 18 pages. I forget how many it is, but it's somewhere. It's a couple pages more. He uses the California laws. We use New York stuff. Case law, we use New York case law. And basically what the law of the case is, it defines very, very clearly, very extremely clearly on what a court of record is and how it is that the sovereign, which is the plaintiff in this case maybe 1,000 people, we get to choose. We get to decide what is right and wrong and not the courts. And no court can overturn that. And we lay all that stuff out. This country has not seen a court of record probably in 100 years. I have no idea how long it's been, but it's there. and it's powerful. And what makes it very clear are a couple of things. Number one, it says that the magistrate holds it. The administrator is the magistrator, not the judge. He's the guy that holds it. The tribunal is the sovereign, and it has a seal. So you know, in the case of a jury, the jury is the court of record also, and they are the tribunal. But when you come in and there is no jury, and you're the plaintiff, and you're the sovereign, and you understand that, you become the tribunal. And what makes that clear is the fact that there is a seal. It usually has a seal. So we went out and we did get a seal, so we do have a seal, and the juries do not have a seal. So that's one of the clear things that makes it that it is the people. And like I said, we have 16 pages. We're not going to read that. That's been worked on. But if anybody does go through that and find some errors, because we haven't gone through it like we're doing this tonight, you know, then let us know. And matter of fact, I think maybe we're going to read through that maybe next Monday. That's what next Monday is going to be. We're going to go through the law of the case and talk about it and make it clear to people. People need to understand that. Okay, next, number 9.
Wait, hold on, John.
Yep.
Just at the end of 8, the semicolon, just put a period there instead.
Okay, period instead of semicolon. Got it. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay, number 9, the Magna Carta, the second written common law document in 1215 A.D., the Bible being the first, was initiated by 25 freemen. The Declaration of Independence, the third written common law document in 1776 A.D., was initiated by 56 freemen. This court of record tribunal, is made up of hundreds, perhaps thousands, of freemen. I'm going to get rid of the thousands because I doubt we're going to get into the thousands. When we make the filing and we know the exact number, we will put that number here. So that will correct later. Matter of fact, I'm going to redline this so that I won't miss that. Okay, any corrections on this line or suggestions, comments? Okay, new title. America was founded on common law by the consent of the people. Number 10, we the people have instituted government to secure our unalienable. By the way, is that pronounced unalienable or unalienable? Does anyone know?
I've heard both.
Okay, yeah, I think I have too. All right, but I'll say unalienable.
I think they're spelled different too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah, I think alien is an I in front of the L, isn't it?
Right, and our forefathers used both, and I don't know what the difference is in meaning. I don't think there's too much of a difference.
Well, they did un and they did in, I-N and U-N. I didn't realize they did A-L-I-E-N and A-I-L-E-N. But okay, unalienable rights to God and not to legislate them annulled. Not to legislate them annulled, period. Any corrections, comments on that? Number 11, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to that these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Declaration of Independence, I'm sure there's no comment on that. That's a cut and paste. Number 12, people's rights are unalienable, endowed by our Creator and not legislators. Any corrections or comments?
People rights should be people's, apostrophe S.
People's. Okay, oh, with the apostrophe S, people's, yes. Okay,
yep.
People's rights, gotcha. Okay.
And then just for clarity at the end there, just say not by legislators. So it's endowed by our Creator and not by legislators.
Okay, and not by legislators. No commas under before the end, right? Okay. All right, that's good?
Yep.
Moving on. Number 13. all laws, rules, and practices which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. That's Mayberry versus Madison. It's a U.S. decision. Any comments or corrections on that? Shouldn't be any corrections unless it's a citation correction. Number 14, the common law remains an American birthright and is integral to understanding the American identity, both individually and as a people. Any comments or corrections there? 15, laws are made for people. People are not made for the law. Comments or corrections there? New title, rights. Number 16, rights are defined generally as powers of free action, and the primal right pertaining to men are undoubtedly enjoyed by human beings purely as such, being grounded in personality and existing antecedently. To their recognition of positive law, Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, 1891. Any questions, comments there?
Edition? Yes, yes. Carl.
How you doing, Carl?
All right. I have the Black Laws Dictionary, 1891. Didn't we talk about this?
Yeah, we did. You were saying something like 19-something. No, this particular Black's Law 4th edition has, it's called Black's Law 4th edition, 1891. Now, I'm sure the 1891 means when it was original, probably the first edition, but this is the fourth of that year's writing is probably what this means.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
I've run across that myself.
That's confusing.
Hey, what do you want me to do? I don't really, well, you know, again, my Black's Law Dictionary front page says Black's Law, 4th edition, 1891.
Well, I have a hard copy, and I just kind of get, you know, there is a year. Let me just look at it. But anyway,
yeah, look at the front page. See what it says on the front page.
Mine says 1986 or 1968.
Yeah,
well, that might have been the edition came out.
Yes. Yeah, but yours is 4th edition, 1968?
No, this is 4th edition,
yes.
1891. The 1891 is pointing towards probably the first edition.
That's the first
this
one. Then there's a 1910 and 1931, 1951, and 1937.
Okay.
And they're all listed in the very, in the next to last title page, or the next to last title page.
All right, so I have revised 4th edition by the publisher's editorial staff, St. Paul, Minnesota, West Publishing Company, 1968.
Right.
I'm looking at mine. Yeah, that's what I have here. You're right. I don't know where the 1891 came from.
No, it's the original one.
Yeah, but you know what? Put the 1968 in because these guys will say, oh, look at their quoting ancient freaking law at us.
Okay. So let's make sure we pick up on this as we move along. I'm changing this to 1968.
Can you just not put a year?
Well, I guess we could. We're referring to the 4th edition. What does everyone else think about that?
Well, what you could do is it's a copyrighted date, and you could put all six of them in there, 1891.
Yeah, but if someone wants to know when the 4th edition is, if they go look up the 4th edition, they'll see it was done in 1968. So maybe it's not necessary to put it in there. And these people love to play games. Why give them any opportunity to make argument? They're ignorant enough and they don't read anyway, so who cares? So we'll take out the 1968. If they do read something here, it's not going to be something they're going to give us an argument on.
Well, I've got...
Hasn't Black's Law Dictionary changed over the years? I mean, not just the different editions, but have the actual definitions and explanations changed?
After the 4th edition, they started to get rid of a lot of the common law stuff, and they started to get rid of a lot of the quote, the references to case law that supported common law stuff. Because, like everything else, they're trying to erase common law off the planet.
But as long as it says 4th edition, they go in the 4th edition, they'll see these same words, right?
Right. Well, here's the key thing. You see, you know, if you listen to Thornton, he talks about this in language, in different language. We all speak different language. We speak the English language, we speak slang language, and we speak legal language. Those are three particular English languages we speak. Slang language can change in a couple of years. English language might take 50 years to make a change. Legal language usually doesn't change, but would take many hundreds of years to make a change. So
here's the skinny. The first edition was 1891. The second edition was 1910. And this fourth edition is the 1968 edition. And
right.
Evidently, it's the fourth. That's the
fourth
beginning.
Edition.
Yes.
And it's a very good one, and it has a lot of recent case law in it.
Now, I have
after
the revised 68,
when they started
edition.
To get screwed up.
I have the revised fourth edition. But you know,
yeah, mine
to,
says revised, too.
Back to Gerard's point, it's like as long as we can get back to our books with the quote that you're quoting, that's all that really matters.
And I think that revised edition is the 1968, and probably the original one was 1957.
Okay, so what
okay.
we're going to do,
yeah.
what are we going to do? We're going to do, this is the revised edition. So you're saying the revised edition is 68, the edition, the first edition of the fourth edition, which is strange, is 57. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
But
right,
the important thing is that if they go in looking for this.
Right, let's leave the 68. We don't have to then put revised.
Right.
Or
just
do we
put
want
fourth
put
edition
revised.
1960. No, just put 1968.
Okay.
And
that's what
know.
We're going to do. I'm going to change this all the way through. Someone make sure they pick it up if I don't as we go through.
And
there really is no
difference on this particular quote, as far as we know, between the 1968 and the revised 1968, right?
No, that is the revised.
It's revised from 1957.
Yeah, so
change.
I wouldn't even say anything. Just put the 1968. That's enough information. Like you said, they ain't even gonna bother.
Right.
Maybe
they don't read us. But they definitely don't read. Look, they don't look up the citations and they don't read the footnotes. They're morons. I can't believe. Let me tell you, people go to. I can't believe it. I feel so sorry for people in jail. I really do, because I tell you what, I truly in my heart believe 90% of the people in there don't belong there. 80% easily don't belong to just the fact that they go in there from town courts. All of that should be shut down. And when
Hallelujah.
Willing,
Hallelujah.
Shut
I agree. Move on.
Okay. Let's go. Number 17, free. Now, what I wanted to do here, we have rights. We defined rights, and rights are power of free action. So I'm looking at free. Free is defined as not subject to legal constraint of another, unconstrained, having power to follow the dictates of his own will. Not subject to the dominion of another, not compelled to involuntary servitude, used in this sense as opposed to slave. Black's Law, 4th edition, 1968. Any questions, comments, corrections? Okay, number 18. Therefore, if rights are not subject to legal constraints, they cannot be subject to legislation such as permits or licenses. As Jefferson put it, rights are against government and therefore cannot be subject to it, for government is subject to the people whose rights they are. Any corrections, comments? Okay, new title. Legislators were never given authority to legislate people's behavior, nor can one people give up the right of another. They are individual rights. 19. The people ordained and established the United States and New York Constitution to control the behavior of government. The people never gave up the right to control their own behavior. Any questions, comments, or corrections?
Just go back to the heading.
Okay.
On the bottom of page 4, again, just put an apostrophe in people's.
People's, okay. People's behavior, so apostrophe S.
Right.
Okay.
Nor can one people give up the rights of another. They are individual rights. Okay.
Well, I could put that apostrophe after the S, right?
Why do you have never given authority in quotes? Legislators
it's
were
just
quote.
To jump out. Should we get rid of it?
I don't know. This whole black thing, this whole heading, legislators
right.
never given authority to legislate people's behavior, nor can one people give authority. Now, is this a quote from somebody else, or is
no,
this
no,
your
this
word?
No, this is just a heading. You know, it's a logical. We're looking at points of that we're going to create. You know,
right.
Law,
so these are your words. In other words.
Correct. Should I get rid of the quotes and the underline? I you know, usually
no,
I go back and. Huh?
I don't think you should get rid of the underline, but I don't know. You know, the quotes are kind of. I don't know. They don't, like you said, they don't read this stuff anyway, or they'll read it, but they won't. They're not going to say, well, who quoted that? But I don't
well,
know. If
I'll get rid of the quotes. Let's just be fair here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If save the quotation marks for actual quotes.
Yes.
Right.
And then,
right. Because they won't know the difference. They go looking
and
for that.
And just as everybody realizes, every time we make a quote, there may be some errors here. I'll have to fix them as I go. But I always italicize the quote. so it jumps out for you.
That's good.
And a lot of times you have a footnote when you have quotes as to, you know what I mean? Not always,
well,
but a lot of times.
In this case, I wanted to put all the power into the face of the document without footnoting a lot of it, because we could have footnoted a lot of this stuff, but I didn't think we should, because this is what it's all about. It's about our founding fathers. So, but we do have footnoted stuff, and if anybody wants to add footnotes, make your notes, and you can email them to me and tell me what word and what line number we should put those footnotes on. And if I disagree for some reason, I will contact you, and we'll discuss it, and we'll try to figure out what we're going to do. But
yeah, okay? Like here, you have Jefferson put it, rights are against government, but you didn't footnote
right.
it, and
because
that's fine.
Because the rest of the words are mine.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean,
right.
You don't have to footnote everything. You go nuts otherwise.
Right. Okay, so we're going to go to number 19. We're ready to rock or roll?
Yep.
Okay, 19. The people ordained and established the United States. I think I read this one. I'll read it again. The people ordained and established the United States and New York Constitution control the behavior of government. The people never gave up their rights to control their behavior, their own behavior. Then never gave up the rights, or I should put their rights, right?
The right.
Never gave up their right to control their own behavior.
Yeah, no, right to control their own.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that is fine. No, I think that is fine.
That's fine.
What do you
never
think?
Gave up, because it is the right to control your own behavior.
Well, yeah,
that's
that is true. They never gave up
their
right.
It's an individual.
Right.
It's stronger than their. It's the right. It's my
yes.
right. It's your right.
And that makes it more personal.
That's right.
There yeah. makes it plural, and there's a
well,
there see?
Makes it more it's like correct. A democracy.
Right.
There makes it more like a democratic decision. No, this is the right. I have the right.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah, me too.
Turn that comma into a period, and then start a new sentence. The people never gave up the right to control their own behavior.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. It also puts more emphasis on that line, too. That's good.
Okay, so a government... period, and
period.
Capital C for the
right.
The people never gave up the right to control their behavior.
Right. That'll let that stand out even better.
Okay. All right. We're on to the next line. Hang on a minute here. Okay. Number 20. Someone's bleeding through. Okay, it stopped. Whoever did that. Was that you, Gerard?
Not me.
Yeah, someone's bleeding through again. Okay, it stopped again. All right, number 20. When a man assumes a public trust, I love this one. When a man assumes public trust, he should consider himself as public property. Thomas
wow.
Jefferson.
Where'd you and find that?
I recently came up on that one. I forget. Someone, I don't even remember.
I think you've been over for that one.
Yeah, I'm telling you. We discovered, well, Chris, I think it was Chris that discovered that there was a lot of quotes we had in here that were not, they were bogus. So we have pulled most of them out. There was one or two I've left in. We're going to redline them when we get to them. Hopefully
yep.
Chris will remember what they were. I think I might. And we're going to have to double check to make sure they are a true quote. For some reason, I think the two quotes I left in here I really think are right. They were referred back. Well, we're going to find out where they were referred back to. But
yeah.
I'll try to check all the newer quotes that are in here. There's a lot of them though. So.
Yeah, it's true. I'm sorry, but
it's good stuff. It's just
yeah, this is a lot of work, but yeah, we have to do the work to get the good stuff. You're right.
Number twenty is going to make their lip curl.
Oh yeah.
I know the emphasis is on Thomas Jefferson here, but it's still you got 37 pages. If you do a lot of this, maybe you can cut down 10 pages. Can you put this in the footnote?
No. I'll tell you what. This is too. If we were doing a regular court case, keeping it quite simple, focusing in on the fact of jurisdiction, we could do that in 3 to 5 pages, extremely powerful, and certain other battles we could make. This is a huge battle. We have to overwhelm them with evidence, overwhelm them with the words of our founding father, overwhelm them with court law, with case law, overwhelm them with statutes, overwhelm them with logic, overwhelm them with everything.
I agree.
They cannot respond to this. They cannot respond to this paper. I have no clue on how they could possibly respond to this paper. Has anybody? I mean, you have to be non-American.
They're going to go line 20, denied.
Yeah. They won't even do that.
No.
But you're right. That'd be great if they did that. You know, we got to get this published. We got to work and try. People got to look around and see if they can't get a reporter or somebody to help us out and publish this. Once we're done and we file it, get it published.
Put it on there. Put it on my website.
Maybe, well, definitely every website we can get it on, but maybe we can get some money together and just to put it in the New York Times or something.
You could publish for about $400 online on using a computer. It's not like it used to be. It costs you about $400 or $500 to get published online now.
But I want it published in a newspaper. Some newspaper.
No, I mean, to be published. I mean, actually published.
Yeah, but I mean to get into the newspapers, to get into the households of people. That's what I'm looking for. I want people to read this. I want big court case and an inside here, you know, with some lead online.
The advantage of being published is that it comes up on book lists and stuff, right?
Yep.
I mean, once you're published, somebody looks up something on this subject, this will come up as a published work.
Look, you did all the work. You deserve the royalty from it.
Let's look into that. We'll talk about it in our next time together, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Let's think of anybody get some information, and let's talk about that maybe on the next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. 21. The determination of standing is an issue of privileges and slaves. To consider such an issue upon the people is treason. Any questions, comments, corrections?
Treason is?
22. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Those aren't your words.
Oh, I should italicize that, huh? 23.
Hey, John, hold on.
Yeah.
Wait, why not underline we the people and then do ordain, keep it the way it is? But
okay, yep, I like that. That brings those two lines together. Oh,
right. We the people. The eye will jump, and it's like your subconscious sees it as when you look at the whole paragraph, kind of.
Right. Yeah, I usually don't like to do this. I don't like to embolden things or underline things. I do, but then I usually go back and take them out. But I think on this paper it's important to bring certain things out. Okay.
Hold on, John. One thing. I'm sorry. I'm backtracking just a little bit here. On 21, either split that up into two sentences, turn the comma into a period, or say, and to consider such an issue upon the people is treason.
Two sentences. Determination of standing is an issue of privileges and slaves, period. To consider such an issue upon the people is treason, period.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, you can keep the sentences short. That makes them more punchy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number 24. People are grateful to Almighty God for liberty.
Wait, 23, you forgot.
I read that.
No, you didn't.
We, the people in the state of New York, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, in order to secure its blessings, do establish this Constitution.
Yeah, because we did
again,
22,
we the people.
Where we underlined it, we the people, in 22.
Okay, we're going to do it again.
And
hold and underline we the people in 23, too.
Yeah, just be consistent. Yeah, make it lower.
Okay.
Actually, you made it capital over here on 23.
Yeah, why'd you do that?
That's
make it
the original.
Whatever you
that,
do.
That's the original.
Oh, really?
That's a cut and paste, yeah. That's the original. I didn't capitalize anything. They did do establish this Constitution. That was cap two. I didn't do that. Only thing I did was embolden and underline it.
You're supposed to say emphasis added, aren't you? When you do it.
Well, yeah. Well, the underlining, they know. And the bolding, we're not going to do that. I don't want to take away because, you know what? We did not cap these words.
No, I'm saying, but for the other one, the do ordain and establish, you underline and bolded it. Isn't that...
Well, yeah, it's true, yes. I don't think we're going to do that. We're not going to do this too often. They could figure that out, I'm sure. If they're that stupid, well, that's good for us.
Well, no, if they complain about that, we'll say, oh, you actually read it.
Oh, there you go. Then we'll know they read it, yeah. they're too dumb. They really, I know I say this often, and I'm not attacking these people. I just want to put the
point
out.
They're too lazy.
the truth that these people are.
And they have no
lawyers
idea what.
Really stupid.
This might be the first time they're seeing these words ever.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Hey, this, can you hear me? This is Helena.
How you doing,
yes.
Helena?
It
welcome
took me
to
a while. I went to Pal Talk. I was like, how come I couldn't find it?
We're on line 24. Go out online and download the latest. It was put up at 5 o'clock tonight. It's 32 pages. It's called two. When you open it up, look on top, make sure it says 2/13/13B, like in boy. Refresh the page. Refresh the page when you get out there. Huh?
Are you talking about New York Committee Men?
New York Committee Men.
Yeah.
Download
okay.
the latest. We're on line 24. And if you have anything before that you wanted to address, we'll do that at the end.
They can't. It won't go to the link. I can't get it.
What will go to the link?
2/13/13.
Oh, you have to refresh the page because I renewed it today twice. Every time I renew it, you're seeing your old page and you're clicking it, and that link doesn't exist no more. Or it'll go to your, if it's saved on your page, it'll open up the old stuff.
Where does it say latest?
Go
no,
to NewYorkCommitteeMen.org, click on gun control lawsuit, then go down and see, click here to read our action complaint draft 2/13/13. Well, before you click that, go up to click refresh this page. Click to refresh page changes and click that two or three or four times. Make
sure
this
page. Are you talking about click here, read our action complaint?
Yeah, but before you do that, up at the left-hand corner is a little button that says.
Well, it's confusing me because it kept saying go to our action thing. Okay, refresh.
That's this paper we're on, right? Refresh and then go to the action on 2/13/13.
Yes, to read our action.
Okay, I got it.
Draft 2/13/13. But refresh the page a couple of times.
Refresh did it.
And then when you open up, click here. Now, when it opens up on the top, it should say 2/13/13B on the PDF document. Now you know you got the right one.
On the PDF document?
Wow.
Right. When you open up that document, it's a PDF, and you'll see the name of it will be 2/13/13B.
Oh, I already passed that part. Well,
I'm
already at the document.
Huh?
I'm already at the document. I didn't notice the number when it
look
said.
On the top of that document and see what it says.
Says not mine says nothing, but it's reading exactly what you're saying, so I'm
okay.
not worried about it.
Okay, 2/13/13B?
That's it.
Okay,
it.
If you hover over, if you have Internet Explorer, there'll be a little address thing below the address thing, and you hover over that. Yeah, even in the address box, it'll say 2/13/13B.
All right, so you got it. Now, just for everybody, I'll say this, again, this is very important. This website, NewYorkCommitteeMen.org, I update this every single day. I'm up on there doing something, changing something, adding things, correcting things. I mean, it just goes on and on and on every single day. So for you to see the latest stuff, every time you open a page, you should
refresh.
Always refresh. Even though you go to another page, refresh every page you go to a couple of times so you know you're looking at the latest. Okay? All right, we're on page 5.
Oh, great.
24.
Now I got to find my stuff that I had the other day. I'll be back.
Okay, we're on number 24. People are grateful to Almighty God for liberty, not legislators. So I read that one. That's good. Any questions, comments, corrections?
Yeah, just put not to legislators. We're grateful to Almighty God, not to legislators.
Okay.
Just put the word two in there.
Got it. 25. People with the authority invested as king ordained and established the Constitution for the United States. We the people owe the government nothing. The government owes the people everything. And now I know that I got to put more words in here. Subservient to the people and serve at their pleasure. That's kind of awkward.
And it serves at their pleasure.
Okay, the people everything. Maybe and is subservient to the people and serve
people,
that
everything.
Oh. Oh, hold on. Let's go back a little earlier, and then maybe this will sort itself out. After Constitution for the United States, put a period. And
okay,
then,
for the United States, period. Okay.
Right.
We the people owe the government nothing, period.
Okay.
Right,
you
right.
Take care of that, period. Gotcha.
Then.
Capital T.
Right. The government owes the people everything, is subservient to the people, and serves at their pleasure. And that's proper English right there.
Okay, I think it is. That's good. I think you're right.
Yeah, so, I mean, just put an S after serves.
nerves. Okay, S, got it.
Unless you want to phrase it differently, I mean, you can, but
no, no, I like that. That's
proper.
Good.
No, keep it simple. Keep it simple.
Okay, we're done with 25?
Yep.
Okay, no, we're done with, 25. Now we're
on
26.
On that last sentence, you don't need the commas, right?
Yes.
The government owes the people everything, comma, is subservient to the people, comma, and serves at their pleasure, period.
Okay.
Correct. I thought he said periods there, right?
No.
No, up or earlier we did periods.
Oh.
That's correct, Chris, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep. All
right. You got a bachelor in English here, Chris, or what?
No, I've always been a stickler for it. So
I'm focused on math.
How would you like to edit my book?
You know, John, you've been caught up in wanting to do clauses and conjunctions. You know, I'm just reading up on that myself. You like these commas in your sentence.
I like the commas, yes.
Because that's old English, right? But
I don't know. Sometimes you can't pull the commas out. What we're coming up to, we're pulling commas out, I can live with. But there are some expressions when it's very long and the commas want to make the redundancy of points. And so, however you want to explain that, that's the way I'm thinking of it. And so we'll see if something like that comes up. But you're right, I do like lots of commas.
And I think, and I welcome Chris, by the way, because I like what he's saying is what we're all used to.
Okay.
You know, and ultimately right. That makes
sense.
Well,
we'll welcome Chris until we get a clash. Okay, 26. We the people are sovereign and therefore are not subject to statutes. Sovereignty itself is, what happened here? Oh, your sovereignty itself is, of course, not subject to law, for it is the author and source of law. Yixwo versus Hopkins, and that's a U.S., I believe that's a U.S., yes, it is. It's a U.S. decision, Supreme Court. Any questions or comments on that? Corrections? Okay, new title, Acts of Tyranny. I enjoyed writing this the most. 27, rights are exercised as the people please and not as the state pleases. Any question, comment, corrections? 28. The defendants have legislated the people's unalienable rights into a crime in violation of the Fifth Amendment for the United States, obligated by decree upon the state. This is an act of tyranny. Now, I put the United States as a small United States. We have to think about how we want to go with this. United States, like the United States of America, I know should be capitaled. And if the United States is referring to in the way of United States of America without the America, of course it should be capital. But if you're doing just the United States as individual states that are united, I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't capitalize it. What does everyone think on that? What's more proper?
What do you mean here?
How's it written in the Constitution?
Well, I've seen it different in different places.
Well, this is a case where we're suing the state for what they did. This is not a federal case. This is a state. They were suing the state for the SAFE Act. So
and more.
They legislate, huh?
And more. We're suing for everything.
Well, yeah, and more for the gun control. But it's a New York State complaint that we're doing this against, and so. They didn't legislate for the United States. They legislated for New York State, one of the United States. Right?
In this case, it should be capital, I think.
Okay.
Because we're going back to the Fifth Amendment as
yeah,
far
we are
as
saying
the United
four.
States.
We are saying
right.
four. And that
right.
is
so
a quote. That is a quote of the Constitution.
And
so,
we're going back to the federal law, which trumps the state law, because that's what it's supposed to do when they overstep their bounds.
What
right?
I'm going to do, because it's an actual quote, I'm going to take the I'm going to put the quote on the beginning of four, and I'm going to end it at the end of states.
Hello.
But
okay.
I'm going to
okay.
underline the word four, and I'm going to embolden it. So the point is. We're trying to make it's not the Constitution. We're trying to make the point that it's the Constitution for the United States. It's not for the people. I'm not under the Constitution. I stand upon the Constitution. I'm above the Constitution. We're the ordainers of the Constitution. We established the Constitution. We're the king that decreed the law of the Constitution. So that's the picture, that's the point, and that's the mindset we must maintain throughout this entire case, by the way.
Where
Boy,
are
wouldn't,
you?
Wouldn't you love 28? Wouldn't you love for a judge to ask you that question, John? You're never going to get that opportunity.
He's going to learn a lot about me, yeah.
What did you mean by that? Oh, boy.
That's not a good question to ask. We can
are
have
you, saying,
you know what?
What are
you
saying?
There are certain things. There are certain things we got to do. If we get, I believe we are going to top 1,000 people on this case. Who knows how far this is going to go? Especially when we head up to Albany and we're going down for another event this month. So this could become very, very big. We get a lot of names on this. It is imperative. It is imperative that people give up that day of work for the, whenever we have a court case. It'll only be a couple of times you have to go to court. It's not a big deal. You know, traveling's a pain, but it is what it is. But there'd be nothing more important than for the people to be coming into the courthouse and they stop the people coming in. It's too crowded. Too many people. We can't go in. Sorry, I'm a plaintiff. I got to get in there. Let's see what they're going to do when that. You know, we'll suggest that they can rent out the conference halls down at the Marriott down on the corner there or something, and let's get all the people in here because we have a lot of plaintiffs. We'll overwhelm that courtroom because that should put a sweat on the judge to obey. And we're going to make a moron out of this judge. I think we have the experience now to really kick butt and make him look like a schmuck, and he's going to feel
John,
like
can
a schmuck.
Ask you a question?
Yeah.
This is Phil.
How you doing, Phil?
As devil's advocate, just one point. You said we stand above the Constitution?
Correct.
Or outside of it.
All right. I understand exactly what you're saying, but isn't that what they do? Like, if they stand above the law, which is what they try to do all the time, they're above.
But they
the law.
Are under the law, but yeah.
No. When they make decisions, they're not going by the Constitution. They're above the Constitution. As a criminal,
you're right.
Finish, please. Can I finish? They make decisions like they're above the law. Now, when we say we're above the Constitution, isn't that sort of almost the same thing? Like we're above the law.
No, because the Constitution is the chain of the government, not the chain of the people. So when they break their chain, they're in tyranny. You understand? In other words, that Constitution is the roadmap of what they can do and they can't do.
Yeah, but he's getting lost on the fact that we're under the Constitution to obey the Constitution, but the people does not have to obey the Constitution. I don't have to accept...
Wait, John. And they can define the Constitution as they want.
Right, because that's not all my rights.
So they're doing it within what they think is their rights, precedent and whatever. And that's why we'd rather be above the Constitution. We're the people, and you know what? Keep it for your citizens, subject thereof, 14th Amendment. It's not working for me, the people.
Here's
right.
the attitude we have when we go to court, and this is a very important attitude. When the judge wants to know what our rights are, we let him know, or the other side, we just let him know, if you want to know what our rights are, just ask us, or you want to know what the law is, just ask us, and we will let you know. You see, that's a court of record. It's the king's court. And that's the real experiment. That's what the people have lost, the true meaning of liberty. They've lost the kingship. They forgot to realize that they're a king. A king walks into the court. Who gets the judge? You think someone judges over the king? No way. Doesn't happen.
And that's why
one that can judge above the king is other kings.
All right, so let's move along.
And that's why when Bob Schultz asks where is the law, what he doesn't understand is that the IRS is going in as in a court of record as the sovereign, and they're declaring the law there, willful failure to file. That's where the law is. It's in the court of record.
Right.
Anyway,
well,
I just wanted to make that fact for people that didn't know that.
Let me suggest, Phil, when you get a chance, go up to newyorkcommitteeman.org, click on the judicial process link, and on the top of that page is common law link. Click on that. And read through that, watch the videos, and you'll get the picture. And particularly when you get down to common law audios, there's like about 50 hours worth. There's three lectures, and there's an introductory, and there's a lecture on the IRS. So it's about 50 or more hours. Try to listen to that. Listen to it when you're driving. Listen to it, whenever you can. and you'll see, you'll get the picture of what we're talking about.
All right, thanks. Yep, thank you.
Okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right. All right, anybody else listening in, you know, I said that purpose for a purpose, not just you, but for other people, because we really want people to understand what liberty really is. And this guy Thornton does a great job on laying this out. Okay, what line are we on right now?
30.
30? Okay.
What happened to 29?
Okay, yeah, 29 we didn't read. Yes. The claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. I love this one. A denial of them would be a denial of due process of law. That's Simon versus the United States. That's U.S. Case law.
Wait a minute. No, I mean, is it a direct quote?
That's a direct quote.
Okay, so the word is constitution and not constitutional?
Right. It says constitution right. That's how I cut and paste
okay.
it.
Okay.
Of a constitution right cannot be converted into a crime. Okay, so that's a powerful one.
Well, you also
Wait
a minute. Online, you have added to that a denial of them would be a denial of due process of law.
Right. There's other words in between these two quotes, and we don't want to be too lengthy. I mean, we could
right.
fill a page, maybe.
That's
so
why
it's now Simons instead of Miller?
Huh?
It's now Simons instead of Miller?
Well, I didn't know there was Miller before. Where did you see Miller?
I have the sixth draft said Miller versus USF 230F.
Okay, can you cut and paste that and put that into the thing? We'll have to investigate that.
Yeah,
I'm going to redline.
Who's doing filing work in there? They're grinding.
They're
their
filing
nails
their nails.
Yeah.
Either that or their teeth.
I don't know. It isn't me.
Hey, you know what, John? Correct me if I'm wrong, everyone, but. You don't need the quotes. If you do the dot, 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 you can get rid of those.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm going to take those two quotes out.
Right.
Thank you very much. That was a redundancy.
Yeah, who's filing their nails? Or toenails.
Yeah, right.
Please
stop. Their toenails.
They're filing their microphone.
Okay. So I redlined that. We're going to have to check the citation on that. Are you going to check the citation on that for us for what?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. I'm just telling you it's different than your
sixth
draft.
I will check the citation. Unless, Chris, you want to check? We'll check it. I will check it. I got it redlined. Okay. Number 30. The defendants have made...
How do we know there's not more citations wrong like that?
Oh, well, we need to check them then. But I cut and paste these... Again, it's on the internet.
The time,
maybe I do have to be somewhat careful because we did get a lot of bogus quotes for, the Founding Fathers. But not many people read case law. You know what I mean?
So
and
I should be able to cut
enemy.
And paste
That's
this. If I were to verify, I should be able to cut and paste, Google it, and come up with the case that you
Yeah, you
with.
Take Simon versus the United States, 390 U.S. 77, 1968, and you throw it in Google, that should come up. You're
what
right.
the hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody's doing some process. This is actually, didn't you get these off, like, that service that we were paying for there for a while?
No.
For case law?
These, a lot of my quotes, although I did get some quotes from there, most of my quotes I have collected over the years from various sources because I've always looked at Constitution. I've been looking at Constitution cases for about...
Yeah, but this is case law.
Yes, I've been looking at case law for 12 or 15 years, and I've piled it together into a word processor, and then I divided it up into notepads.
Hey, that's Manny making pizzas, I'm telling you.
Oh, you know, maybe my husband doesn't have the phone hung up close.
I'm telling you, I hear kitchen work going on, like grating cheese and... sharpening knives.
And that's what we need right now. We need pizza.
It's pizza time.
Okay, let's go to number 30. Okay, the defendants have made rules and legislation in an attempt to abrogate the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves. This is an act of tyranny. Question? Any changes? Corrections?
Yeah, just turn the word make into made, M-A-D-E. The defendants have made rules and legislation.
M-A-D-E, got it. Okay.
Where are you, on 30?
130.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, 31.
Well, hold on, 30 now.
Okay.
that maybe this is one of your comma things. So let me know if this is not a hill that's good for me to die on. But at the end there, this is an act of tyranny. I think that should either be a period, and then this is an act of tyranny, or I think you could even make it a colon.
Okay.
Oh yes, that's a colon.
Yeah,
so
and then.
Do you think it would be best a colon?
No, not a colon, a semicolon.
Semicolon.
Or that too, yeah, and do the same thing at the end of 28.
Okay, so then I'll make the T for this a cap.
What's that?
If I do a semicolon, do I make the T for this?
No,
a cap?
You don't capitalize when you semicolon.
No,
okay.
no capitalizing. Yeah, just the semicolon.
No.
Yep.
Okay, so what line was the other one on that we did the same thing? That was Act. That was 28.
29.
28.
Yeah, 1 and 28, and then 1 and 30.
28 and then 30. Okay. We'll have a few of those, by the way. Okay. 31.
Wait a minute. I just have a question. What page are we on?
I
don't know.
Page 6.
So your 30 is you're not under conspiracy against rights yet.
No. We're on page 6, line 30. You got
okay.
line 30?
Well, on your draft from draft 6, you had conspiracy against
Forget
rights.
Forget draft 6. That, dump that. It's in
okay.
there somewhere. We got all that stuff in there.
Okay,
just
so just
places.
Ignore it. Okay.
Ignore
I'm just
it.
A little
you
bit
want to
off.
Stick with the new stuff.
All right, I'll stay where you okay. are. Now, on 30, defendants have made rules, and then when you say have made rules and legislation.
Yeah.
Made rules and legislated.
That's right.
No, rules and legislation in an attempt.
Okay.
They make both, okay. and the courts make
and
rules. Legislators make
it's
legislation.
It's just that it doesn't match in English, but okay.
No, that looks right.
Yeah, the defendants have
okay.
made
in
rules and legislation. Remember, we're going after
obligate
the legislator, the governor.
Okay, the people should be PEOPLE'S.
Well, I got the
yeah,
apostrophe after the S, so that works.
No, no, that's...
Yeah, because it's the people
unalienable no.
right.
No? No, I understand what you're saying, but I looked this up for half an hour last night.
She's right.
People
is before the S? What's
yeah,
the rule
people
after
is,
the S?
Can I please? I'm the one that brought it up. People is a plural, and you can have peoples, but that would be like Africans, Asians, the peoples of the world. But people in the United States, this is just my example, would be people is a plural, so you put apostrophe S.
Well, yeah, people.
You don't have to say people.
I understand that. People,
okay.
people is both plural and singular without an S. The reason the S is there is because it's
no,
focusing
no.
on unalienable rights, but I'm asking a question now.
Oh.
The reason the S is there is because it's looking towards something else, the people's right. Okay, the unalienable right.
Possessive.
So,
yeah,
possessive.
But,
that's what I was looking for. So what you're saying
right.
is that, hold on, because
okay.
I'm trying to learn here. What you're saying, I think, is that by putting the apostrophe after the S is not the proper way to give a possessive.
Yes.
Okay, so it has to be before, because I thought people, if you do it before the S, that works the same way, too.
No, there's different circumstances, and people is a plural.
Well,
yeah,
she,
I understand that.
Yeah, she's right. She's right.
Right.
No,
well,
she
I'm going to learn, so I know. Because
no, but in this particular case, that apostrophe changes because people happens to be a plural word. That's why.
Right, but the thing is the fact that it's a possessive, okay?
Yes.
It's a, the
right,
possessive
and if you want
a possessive,
you
yes,
got
I understand
See, I
that.
Thought that you could do it either way.
No, you
and
cannot
I thought the
do
proper
it
way.
No.
What's the rule to put it after the S?
Actually, people and peoples, everyone online, it was quite
I understand, but what's the
it
rule on other
S.
possessive or words where you put it after?
Yes, comma S.
I understand that. My question, if anyone knows the answer, is what is the rule or the purpose of putting it after the S? Does
it's
anyone
because
know?
People, oh, after the S
that's,
is
right.
when the
that's
word...
Multiple. That's,
when the S is for plural.
When the S is
yes.
for plural, like dogs. The dogs.
Yes.
Yeah, I
more
didn't think that
dog.
Way, but okay. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like the
right.
Couches.
Well, we're safe this way. I do know that this is proper also. I'll look into after the S. I'll have to be careful not to do that anymore.
No, it's not proper this way either. It's for a different word. It's for different rules.
Yes, we
rules.
Got the apostrophe S now.
Apostrophe yes. S is correct.
He's right. Agreeing with you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I thought
in,
you said.
In
okay.
His own way. No, he is agreeing.
It's apostrophe S.
He does
S.
agree with us once in a while. Yes.
Okay. Apostrophe S.
Yes, that's what
and
I got.
And then after themselves, it should be a semicolon because it's two complete sentences.
We got that. Okay.
Okay, I'm on to the next one. Great.
Okay.
I'm not even going to
look
number
at 31.
The drift.
Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. So you see why I wrote that verse before. Miranda versus Arizona, that's a U.S. Case law. Any questions, comments, corrections?
Yes, I have a question. When you quote
yes.
that, is there a period after abrogate them?
I didn't pick it up in my what do you call it, so it probably dots maybe we should put there.
Well, or check it out.
No, it wouldn't be. I don't know. I guess there should have been a period there. I don't know.
Yes.
Well, then you might want to check that out.
Okay.
Unless you want me to do that.
I'll redline. If you want to check it out, go right ahead.
I don't know where it is in the law, though. You might know
well,
where it is.
Well, you have to just Google Miranda versus Arizona and that number. If someone wants to cut and paste that and just quickly look that up as we're going, that'd be good.
Right.
But anyway...
Okay.
Right now, I redlined it to make sure. I put a period after them for now, but it's redlined.
Okay,
32. The defendants have imposed sanctions and penalties upon the people for exercising their... now, we've been saying unalienable rights, so we should stick with un, I think. So unalienable rights.
It's unalienable.
Right, single right to be armed and to defend themselves in violation of the Second Amendment. Four, the United States will cap that, obligated by decree upon the state. This is an act of treason. Okay, corrections.
Act of treason or tyranny?
Tyranny.
Act of tyranny.
May I just put the semicolon at the end there, just like in the previous ones?
That's
semicolon,
it.
This is an act of
this
tyranny.
This is an act of tyranny, okay.
Yeah, also, you were saying you're not going to change inalienable to unalienable, are you?
Yes.
It's alienable.
No.
It's well, alienable.
Okay, wait. You have it right. It's just that it is I-N, not U-N.
It's both.
But it's pronounced alienable.
Right.
I mean, alienable.
Alienable, yeah.
No, it's alienable.
Well,
it's alienate.
They do put it two different ways.
Oh, okay.
Right now, I've been trying to...
The on and the in preference the
yeah.
Is correct. It could be. It can be either. It's inalienable
or
unalienable.
Yeah. Right. And we've been using un, so we're going to stick
change.
To un.
I was
okay.
What the forefathers used, why change it?
Our founding fathers used both.
Okay.
And that's why we're confused with it. But,
okay.
But you look it up, we've looked it up in the dictionary, and it says they both mean the same thing. So.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions, corrections on this particular line? Comments or corrections? We're good?
Yep.
I put the United States. I made that caps. Okay.
Well, I don't understand it, actually, because it doesn't make sense to me. Defendants, just listening to the whole sentence, defendants have imposed sanctions and penalties upon the people for exercising their inalienable right to be armed and to defend themselves in violation of the Second Amendment.
Or probably the comma shouldn't be after the amendment. Comma, amendment for the United States.
Okay.
Right. Obligated by decree upon the state, the king's decreed it upon them. This is an act of tyranny.
Okay.
See because it's not. It's not. It's,
I,
we're
no,
making
I
the point. Only king's decree,
no,
and that's the why we use the word decree.
I understand what you're trying to get at. It's just that your ability to give that thought from your head to another person, I don't... So I'm just going to try to go back here. When you say obligated by decree upon the state, what are you saying is obligated?
Well, let's put it... What's obligated is the Second Amendment, so maybe we have to...
The violation of it.
The violation of it. Well, they're obligated to obey it, so yeah.
Wait,
so
see,
let me
that's
read
what
this.
I'm saying. It's like you're...
Yeah,
twisting.
Let me read this, and maybe
okay.
We can find a better way. The defendant.
Now, you tell me what you mean, and then I'll just say it in plain English. Just tell me what you mean.
Well, they're obligated to be obedient to the Second Amendment. The defendants.
Okay. Make sure you just talk to me in plain English, and then I'll get it. Go ahead.
That's it. The defendants are obligated to obey the decree.
What decree? Or
the decree. Who decrees anything? See, here's special report. This is important to understand the language, and this you'll learn from listening.
No,
to
it's
the
not the language.
Okay.
John, it's not the language. It's placement of words.
Okay.
You
so
know
what's
what
your
you
question?
Want to say, but I'm
we
not
can't
sure
get too
you
hung
know
up
that...
on this line. We'll put this away till the end if you want.
Okay.
We can't get too hung up. What's
your
word?
It's not that it's too hung up. It's just that no one will understand you.
I understand that. Look, listen. If we're going to have to really get lost in the sentence, I'll blue line it and we'll come.
No. Okay. All right. I thought that's what we were doing tonight, but I
well,
think
yeah,
what
but
I want to
say,
John, spend
10
John,
minutes
wait a
on
minute.
A line is my
I
point.
I just want to tell you something. If you're saying something, you want to make sure that you know that people understand what you're talking about. So I want to know which phrase obligated is referring to, imposing sanctions and penalties upon the people?
All right, I'm going to try to explain it, but I want you to understand something also. I agree with you. That's why we're doing this. And I want to make sure that I may
you
be having a...
Right, you can fix it right now.
Okay. Tell me how to fix it. What do you want to know?
All right. Here's my question.
Yes.
When you say defendants have imposed sanctions and penalties upon the people,
okay,
for exercising their inalienable right to be armed and defend themselves, in violation of the Second Amendment for the United States, what is obligated by degree upon the state?
The Second Amendment for the United States.
Now, the Second Amendment for the United States is obligated by decree.
Okay, then you do not need a comma after United States. Because when you have it separated like that,
I don't know if it's
talking about the sanctions and penalties are being obligated by. That's how I took it when I first read
it. Okay, so the comma's gone, and you think that fixes it?
So both commas, in violation
the
of the Second Amendment for the United States, obligated by decree upon the state.
Well, there was
one
more comma there. What's the other one?
One after amendment goes, too.
You got one
oh,
after
I took
amendment.
That one out. Yeah, we took that one out. That one's out. Yeah, two commas. You're right.
And what is, okay, you, well, just blue line, I'll talk to you later. That's fine.
I think you got it.
The question, but
I think you
hold
got
it,
yeah.
Let,
okay.
Well, any other points? Because otherwise, you know.
Why do you have four?
Because the Constitution is for the United States. It's not for the people. It's a chain.
Okay, all right. I got you.
Constitution is a chain. It's
are you going to make United States capitals here or not?
I did, yes. We're correcting that as we go.
And is that because it's corporate or it's not, or it's common law?
It's because in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution, they capped it.
Okay.
Right, because we're going back. Federal Constitution,
and,
not
the Declaration, just the Constitution.
But get rid of the quotes for and just leave it underlined if you want to emphasize it.
Get rid of the quotes and just leave it underlined? Okay.
Well,
I'll just underline it and I'll embolden it, okay?
Yeah, that would be consistent what you did above.
Yes, you're right.
John,
yeah,
on previous account, you quoted all four words for the United States is one big quote.
And the one before in 28, I didn't. I'm looking back to see.
Yeah,
if
that makes more sense than divvying that out.
Well, the reason why we want to make the emphasis not for the United States, but for. That word for is the important point.
Okay.
I did put the quotes around the for the United States in 28, so maybe we should put that there too, put it in quotes, because that is a quote out of the Constitution for the United States, but only the word for is bolded and underlined. Because
yeah,
that's
I just thought of
trying
something.
To...
Where you have the comma, where you have the comma after United States?
That's gone.
Yeah, huh?
That's gone.
I know, but in that spot, is this what you meant? Let me see if I say it. In violation of the Second Amendment for the United States, which are obligated by decree upon the state, which are... mean what you're trying to tell me?
Oh,
well,
it would be which is.
Are, it sounds like plural, no?
Or
is. Maybe is.
Which is. Okay, which is.
Yeah, I think we could do that. What does everybody else think? Which is obligated?
All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, that phrase was hanging in there. I was like, what are you talking about?
Okay. I got it. All right. That works now, so want me to read it? The defendants have imposed sanctions and penalties upon the people for exercising their unalienable rights to armed and to defend themselves, in violation of the Second Amendment for the United States, which is obligated by decree upon the state, This is an act of tyranny. Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Number 33, let me save this. Okay, 33. There can be no sanctions or penalties imposed upon one because of his exercise of constitutional right. Case law, Sear versus Cullen. That's a U.S. No, that's a New York rule.
No, it's appellate court. It's the U.S. appellate court. It's F-2nd.
That's the U.S.?
It's appellate court, yeah.
Okay. Not New York?
No.
Okay. All right, but it is a Supreme Court ruling. We do know that. Okay, U.S. 34. The defendants have violated the people's... Now, I got inalienable. We should change this to be consistent to unalienable. Everybody agree with that?
Yeah, be consistent.
Okay, the defendants have violated the people's unalienable... should we put the apostrophe S here?
Yes.
People's unalienable right to privacy, and to secure in their person, and to be secured in their persons, houses, papers, and effects by collecting data through gun control on their personal, by collecting data through gun control on their personal effects, and by making public such data and intimidating the people by imposing a permit in violation of the Fourth Amendment for the United States. I'll fix that. Obligated by decree upon the state. This is an act of tyranny. I know we got a lot of corrections here.
Yeah.
Let me just do ones real quick. We're going to remove parentheses after the fourth and after the states. We're going to make the state cap, the United States cap. We're going to do a semicolon after the state, and it says semicolon, this is an act of tyranny.
Actually, what would be better is to put a period after state, even in the other one, capital, well, no, that's okay.
We'll leave it this way.
Keep it the way, okay.
Yeah, we'll leave it this way. I like it better this way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there needs to be more done with this sentence.
Yes.
So where are we at?
Okay, by collecting data. Right after that, you need
some
more information than just saying through gun control. You could either say, I'll be screwing it.
Maybe that comma shouldn't be there. By collecting data through gun control.
Or.
Yes, because the owner.
I think that does it.
Yes, right.
Also, it's not just gun control, but I think there's a different phrase that you need there. Either gun legislation.
Gun control.
Or,
any control at all. You cannot control
what you're
a
saying,
right.
But it's just not enough. I'll think about it. Hold on. By collecting
okay,
data.
Just so you know, there is a consistency with this particular word later on because gun control is a common conversation and argument, and we do get into that argument later on in this paper. And so it's a whole shebang, you know, the legislation, the rules, and the BS, it's gun control. All of it is gun control. They're controlling the gun.
I'm not arguing with that. It's just that it needs more. How do they provide gun control?
Legislation.
Is it statutes and regulations?
Everything,
legislation?
Yes.
That's what they're doing. They're starting gun control.
Yeah, but you're saying
I understand that, but what do you want to say here that means that you're specifically pointing out what gun control is?
I'm not
going to
explain. I'm later
if,
on.
If I'm
going to
come
gun,
to John Duresh and just hold his gun.
Later on, we're going to define gun control, but I don't
later
know.
On.
What does anyone else have a thought on this?
Well, are you saying gun control is too vague?
I think that right after by collecting data, you're skipping something from what was happening in the Revolutionary War to now. The defendants have violated the people's inalienable right to privacy and to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects by collecting data.
Through gun control. We got rid of the comma.
No, there's something missing there. By collecting data on people, on persons, by collecting data related to people possessing
The next line says it, on their personal effects and by making public such data.
Then move gun control.
Where to?
It's just stuck in there. It's just not connected to data of what?
Oh, maybe you're saying that the phrase through gun control doesn't even have to be there because you're saying they violated the people's right to privacy, to be secure, and this and that. By collecting data on their personal effects and by making public such data.
In the name of gun control, in the guise of legislation that is aimed at gun control.
No,
but yeah,
aimed
I
at
agree
the people's
that
business.
On their personal
No, I think it has to stay this way, by collecting data through gun control. We might be able to move it to a later part, but I'm having problems doing that. You know, because what you want to connect is their personal homes, papers, and effects on their personal data. Then maybe we can move it there through gun control by collecting data.
Your personal effects is what they're going to come in your house and when they rifle through your stuff, they're still through gun control.
Well, they've already done that.
Right.
Just the fact that they have the information written on a paper and a file, and that's intimidation, and they've already came into your house process. Yeah,
but see, through is the wrong word. So by collecting data...
Would you rather have
based on gun ownership or...
Well, again, you know, I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying, but I'm trying to give a sort of I don't know what word I'd use for this.
A foreshadowing.
Can you please give Libby some water?
Huh?
A foreshadowing? Is that what you're
trying
to do?
No. No, the thing is this. What did you want to change through gun control to? On the basis of gun control?
It's not.
But you see, when we use the word basis.
You need
Hold it. When we use the words on the basis of gun control, it's almost giving it a validity someplace. Okay?
All right, take the word
That's
through
why
we've got to away.
Be careful with the
All
word.
Right, it's not about gun control. Take the word through. What else are you trying to say? By collecting data, not the through is too simple. It's like
by way of?
It's via.
Via, that's good.
Well, through and via is probably the same thing, but...
Yes.
Well, by way,
it's probably
by way of gun control.
Yeah.
Hey, what line are we on?
34.
I think you got it.
Do we want a blue line this one? Because we can't spend too much more time on it.
Okay. All right. Fine.
You got like 118 things in here or more.
Okay, blue lining it.
Okay.
Okay, we'll come back at the end. 35, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects shall not be violated. Fourth Amendment.
F-O-U-R-T-H. You got F-O-R-T-H. You got to change that.
U-T-H.
Right.
Okay.
Actually, that's an...
Yeah, that's not right either. F-O-U-R.
Well,
right?
No, it's a...
F-O-U-R.
That's Old English, right? Fort.
It's an amplification of 34.
Spell
really?
F O U R.
You have F O R. You have F O R T H. That's not
it's
a problem.
F O U R T H. Right.
That's
yes.
What I thought. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I changed it. I for some reason I keep making that mistake.
Oh, that one. Yeah.
I can't get out of it. Hang on a second. Make it quick, George. I can't. I'll let others know. Okay.
Guys, are you watching
Hey, pay attention to the chat because there's someone online that is not on the phone and is trying to make some comments. Maybe someone can pick them up for us. Okay, my eyes are on our papers. Okay, so I changed it to F-O-U-R-T-H. We're good with that line now, 35?
Yes.
36.
Actually, the government... I thought of something. Wait a minute. On 34, I think this is important. You have personal effects two times. You have persons, houses, papers, and effects by collecting data through gun control. Now, if you didn't say on their personal effects, again, it would make sense. Take the comma away from
the
death.
Right of the people to be secured in their persons, houses, papers, and effects.
No, 34. 34, you have effects twice.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
We're coming back to it.
The persons, houses, papers, and effects by collecting data through gun control on their personal effects. That was a purposely redundant point. Maybe we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
That's a difficult paragraph.
I just realized if you took that away, it would be
It'll hurt it. We have to find a way to re-say it, maybe. Say it another way.
Just leave it out, and it'll be fine, even with through gun control.
We're going to look at it at the end.
Okay.
36.
Okay.
The government's anxiety to obtain information known to a private individual does not, without more, render that information public. If it did, no room would remain for the application of the constitutional privilege. Now, I added this, in this case, the people's unalienable rights. Nor does it stamp information with a public character that the government has formalized its demand in the attire of a statute. If this alone was sufficient, the Constitution's privilege could be FIC. I don't know what FIC is.
It means this in the original.
What does it mean?
It means this and whatever precedes that, it means it's in the original.
Okay.
And that there was a mistake. There might be a mistake there, but that's the way it was written originally.
Yes, exactly.
Could be entirely.
That's what.
Okay,
that's yes, I see. But
yes.
You don't want to change the original, so you'll leave
right.
SIC.
Abrogate. That's interesting. That's good to know now. Abrogated by any act of Congress. Okay, and then the page number of the citation. Now.
Okay.
Real
okay,
quick,
one thing,
anyone
one
tries
thing,
to say
one
anything
thing,
about
hello,
this.
Hello, wait a minute.
In the, wait,
wait,
just wait a second.
Wait,
in
wait.
This here, and I'm making a presumption here, I haven't learned this anyplace particular, but I understand that brackets mean this is not really in the quote. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Okay. Yeah, so he's just telling you, it's just telling you that you got two B's there, and that's the way it is. But
right.
The unalienable rights people's. It's people, comma, S.
Oh, people, so you want to, oh, yeah, okay.
Where you have
apostrophe
your
apostrophe on peoples.
Yeah.
People, apostrophe S on peoples. Gotcha.
Yes. Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, 37. The defendants have converted the peoples, again, comma, and I'm going to change inalienable to unalienable, I mean. Inalienable to unalienable, right? The defendants have converted the people's unalienable right into a crime under the color of law through legislation, semicolon, an act of tyranny.
No, you don't need a semicolon there.
We've been doing that all the way through.
No, because before you had this is an act of tyranny. This is an act of tyranny was a complete sentence.
Now we're
so going to
do it. This is we want to make the mantra.
Oh,
so
yeah, be consistent.
Yes.
Then you would use semicolon. This is
an act of tyranny.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so we're good with this one now.
Yep.
I put the semicolon there. I put this is. Okay,
right.
That's it.
Sure.
And you got
more.
People. Yeah, and the comma people.
I got the comma people comma S.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. And again, let me just make the note. We do have footnotes here for anybody listening and following through this later on. You should check the footnotes out for knowledge sake because it gives the meanings of these words. Very important. 38. The claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. Miller versus U.S. Any questions, comments? Corrections? 39. This is a new heading, conspiracy against rights. In violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 241, the defendants conspired to injure, oppress, threaten, and intimidate the people by imposing unconstitutional statutes as pretended laws in New York State in order to thwart the free exercise of the people's right. And let me fix the people so we don't have to do that. The people's right secured by the decreed Constitution for. I'm going to put parentheses before the four in the United States.
Why?
Underline the four.
Quotes. He means quotes.
In it. Quotes.
I know, but why do you want to put quotes on it?
We're staying consistent because it's a quote. For the United States is a quote right out of the Constitution.
But you're not just going to put the apostrophes.
For parentheses.
They're quotes.
Yeah,
I mean,
correct.
Quotes. You're not going to just quotes. Put the quotes around four? I mean,
yes.
I don't want it around four. It should be
no.
However it is, wherever you're quoting from, should be
for
the
United
phrase.
States. For and at the end of the states. For the United States. We're underlining the four and we're emboldening the four. That's the.
And
the
where do the quotes go?
Before the four and after states.
Okay.
Under these pretended laws, swarms of enforcement agents, we may want to play with this a little bit, enforcement agents disguised under the color of law have been sent on the highway and the people's premises with the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of our unalienable right to bear arms so secured, and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment, an act of treason.
This is.
Say it again?
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you very much. Semicolon?
Yes.
This is pretty powerful stuff, these quotes, I want to tell you.
They're great.
This is, now, by the way, I took the, when I wrote this, I tried to extract as much language out of U.S. codes, particularly in this case, 18241, the next one, 42-1985, and so on, so that we can directly relate it directly to that code. You know, there's a clear cohesiveness here.
Do you have to use swarms?
Yes, swarms is good. I pulled that out of the Declaration of Independence because that's one of the things that was one of the angers of the Founding Father. They send out swarms of officers to arrest them and do all these things. And that's exactly what they're doing to us.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's swarms.
We're going to use swarms.
Yes.
Swarms is this is the patriotic word. This is the guts. This is the stuff of our Father's words.
This is the stuff sovereigns are made of.
Yes.
Right. I just don't know if swarms is
we're
actually
using
accurate.
It's
yet,
a constitutional
it
word. And we're using it.
Okay.
That's an important word.
Well, I was going to say numbers, but okay.
They didn't want numbers. They wanted swarms. We want swarms, too. Okay. So I guess this sentence is okay.
Well,
with
it,
the
just sounds, it just sounds like an exaggeration. That's
it
all.
Sounds like the Declaration of Independence.
They exaggerated, those guys.
No, they didn't.
By the way,
because I think
I
if the British
something.
Came, they did come with many, many.
Oh, wait a second. You're telling me how many cops you have in your town?
Five.
Five. You got five cops. Do you have state troopers that come by, too? How about the sheriff? Any other, and sometimes the FBI. Any other law enforcement agencies? What about any other law enforcement agencies?
Yeah,
any rent cops?
Okay.
You can't
all right,
drive
go
down
ahead. Go ahead.
Without cops being someplace ready to give you a ticket.
Yeah, but you know what a swarm is?
Yeah, lots of cops.
Like bees.
Yes, lots
yeah.
of hornets.
Well,
that's
I don't.
You
okay,
got.
Fine. It just sounds exaggerated.
But
okay,
I'll
ahead.
Tell you what. This could be expressed by a court case that we did, and I wasn't there in two different places. One out on the
okay.
west side of the state. And one right here in our area by Green, up in Green County, whereas when the defendant came up to speak, the cops all came up and surrounded him very close. They didn't do that to everyone else, okay? In two
yeah.
cases that we can refer to, I wasn't at either of those events. But the cops, as soon as that person came up, they intimidated. They swarmed him, okay?
Okay.
Like he was Jack the Ripper or something.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. 40. In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1985, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and intimidation the deprivation of the people.
Wait, we didn't finish 39.
I did?
No. I don't think so.
What do we have to do there?
Well, the people's again. And,
Okay, people, I fixed that, yep.
Okay, as presentable have been sent on the highway in the people's premises. You don't need a comma after highway.
Let me see. Okay, disguised under color of law have been sent on the highways and the people's premises with the intent to prevent the people's, free.
You know, what you need a comma after is disguised under the color of law, comma. See, that's a whole nother, it's a descriptive phrase.
Okay, Chris, what's
agent,
your thinking on this?
Disguised under the color of law, comma, have been sent on the highway, no comma, and on the people's premises. You could keep a comma there.
Did I put on and on the people's premises or just and the people's premises?
And is good.
Yeah, just and.
Okay, and the people's premises. Do you leave the comma after highway or no? Because it's
no.
A list of things. No? Okay.
No. You don't have that long a list.
So I guess when there's only two items connected by an end, you don't need the comma.
Exactly.
Okay. See, I'm learning this stuff. This is the hard part for me.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah. Premises, comma. With the intent to prevent the people's, and I fix the people's, free exercise of our unalienable right to bear arms.
Now, something's not right about
that. Secure. Huh?
Something's not right about that. Okay.
John, shouldn't it be their unalienable rights?
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah.
Well, because
instead of ours, should it be there?
We're saying our because we're taking all the people of New York State plus us, the plaintiffs, so it's our. We're part of it.
Yeah, the people's premises with the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of an alienable right of. No, there. There.
No, no.
It should
our.
Be there.
It
oh,
should
the
be
plaintiff.
There. People,
the
you
plaintiff.
Are a people. You're part of the people.
All right. What does everybody else others think on this?
It's good.
What
our unalienable rights.
Our or their?
Our.
Our. What
I
do
you
guys
you
think?
I think you just
said there. Well, we want to make it personal. We want to make it obviously personal.
Oh, I thought the guy just said there. I don't know.
Huh? Made it again?
See, why it should be theirs, John, because above what you said, highways and the people's premises, you should have put our premises. So if you say people's premises, you're referring to other people's premises.
Well, we made a point earlier on when we're speaking here, because this is a little difficult. We made the point a little earlier, and we've been consistent, I think, in our thinking, and now we're going to kind of change this, so we may have to go back and replay with something if we do. The point is this, is that we're making this point for we the people, meaning the 1,000 people or whatever that are signed up on this thing. Okay, that's us. We're the people. But we're also talking on behalf of the rest of the people of New York. So we're collecting and putting everyone together. And so when we say all these people, at some point we make it personal by saying our. And we're saying now that's connecting the plaintiffs here with the people of New York collectively together as a whole. And that's why I'm thinking our belongs there and not there, because that sends it away from us, even though it directs it back to the people and we are part of the people.
I have a solution. How about if you use the word the? And the people's premises with the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of the unalienable right to bear arms.
Correct. Better.
The, just the. Means every. It applies to everybody.
Correct.
Okay, so let me read that. Let me think. Hang on. Disguised under color of law have been sent on the highway. Probably highway should be plural, right? Highways? Highways. And the people's premises with the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of the unalienable right to bear arms. I think that's okay. What does everyone else think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
Anybody else feeling strong about this one way or another?
That seems okay, but go back up to where you say highways. Color of law have been sent on
okay.
the highways.
Yeah.
Say, and on the people's premises.
Oh, you
say that again. Say that
okay.
again.
Where it says, under the color of law,
uh-huh.
have been sent on the highways and on the people's premises.
Yeah,
it's
you
on them
it
and on them.
In the people's front. Should it be on or in the people's premises?
On.
Well,
it's on.
Either
or
it could be land, it could be in the house, or on the land.
Or upon the people's premises.
No, trespass is on.
Yep.
So, and on the people's premises, that where we're staying? That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Either way would have been okay, yeah.
Okay. Any other points on that? Or we move
okay, wait. So, read the rest of the sentence. A free exercise of the unalienable right to bear arms.
So secured, and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
Okay, now, and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment and act of treason doesn't go with that rest of that stuff.
Should there be and by attempting?
No, it's the colon and it is an act. Of treason or a period, and it's an act of treason.
No, I don't mean that. I meant that this whole part here, in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment, is hanging out by itself.
Is an act of treason.
I also saw the other one, Asa.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the phrase before it. And in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment, it's hanging out by itself.
We got background noise in someone's house, so go ahead, continue.
So where does that belong? In an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. You have all this other stuff. They're going on the highway. They're going in people's houses with the intent to prevent people's free exercise of the inalienable right to bear arms, so secured. And this other part does not fit in. And in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
Maybe just put so secured. Well, yeah. Let's because some people are arrested.
Period.
That's the point. Let's go back and read this. Go ahead.
Take out the word and.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too, but let's see. Let's read this without the word and. With the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of the unalienable right to bear arms, so secured, in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
Yeah.
Semicolon. This is an act of treason.
Well,
we should maybe go tyranny or treason.
Chris is right. Take the and out.
Yeah, take the
and
out.
Maybe that whole thing about kidnapping people by imprisonment is not accurate.
This is very accurate to the code that we're talking about, because that's the words for the code. The highway, the imprisonment, kidnapping, all that is the language of the code. And it's talking about people in disguise coming out onto the highways to kidnap people under color of law. So when that judge is wearing his little cape there and he comes outside of his authority and he now puts you in jail, he just kidnapped you and committed an act of treason punishable by 10 years imprisonment if he's gone outside of his authority.
John, should take the end in and replace it by N, by and attempt to kidnap people?
Well, we dropped the word end and just put so secured, comma, in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
You don't need the comma even.
Well, we do, because that's a whole new thought. So secured is a full thought of the idea of the secured by the Constitution. So alien from the rest.
Okay, but I guess what I'm trying to say is attempting to kidnap people is another. See, you have, like, under color of law, they're sent out on the highway and on people's premises with the intent to prevent their free exercise of their right to bear arms. I'm paraphrasing. And then you have in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
We're not
going to
use that language.
It does not go with the
intent. Listen very carefully.
There's certain
key words.
You have to make
a
new sentence.
Helena, I agree. If we've got to change the words around the words, that's fine.
Okay.
There are words I'm trying to tell you we're keeping in here. We have to keep it in here.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is your words do not follow the intent of the previous part of the sentence. Your
previous
Your previous sentence is saying, enforcement agents disguised under the color law have been sent on the highway into people's premises to prevent them from exercising their free rights, and then you have, and in an attempt to kidnap them by imprisonment. Does that always
happen? That's correct. That's
correct. But sometimes they get dragged to...
Let me explain something about imprisonment. Okay, this is another.
I'm not talking about imprisonment. I'm talking about in an attempt. Yeah. Isn't there some other steps that are taken? Don't they get like a subpoena or a ticket or something?
And now you've been imprisoned. That's where my point is going. You have to understand what imprisonment means. Imprisonment doesn't mean you're behind bars.
Okay.
To be under an authority, the fact
restrained.
That you can't go to the beach, okay, you have to go to court to deal with the ticket. You have been restrained.
Okay, then what I would suggest here is instead of the word and.
It's constructive.
With the design of kidnapping people by imprisonment. You know, not just and. See, you started a sentence, and if you're going to say and, then change the verb, because right here you have them going out on the highway.
We could do in an effort.
Yeah, because...
Or an attempt.
This is the words of the code. We're not changing the code.
No, I understand. Gerard, wait a minute. You just need a verb. It's nothing to do with
could
the
it,
code
could
words.
It, could, it, could, it be that, could it be that after secure you put a comma and said this is an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment?
Yeah, something like that is even better than, or you need another verb.
And then a semicolon after imprisonment and says this is an
act of treason. Well, I appreciate that fix. That could be a good fix, but I don't think it's consistent with what we're saying here in the standpoint of the code, because we're saying this is an attempt, like we're making a declaration. No. It is an attempt to kidnap. Kidnap is a process.
All right.
You see,
John, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait. The words to prevent are in your sentence. So if you say to prevent the people's free exercise of inalienable rights to bear arms, you want to put a new verb in here, to do something. You forgot a verb. If up here is to prevent, you want to prevent an attempt at kidnapping? No.
Well, what about in an effort?
In an attempt?
In an effort.
No, you have to put a verb.
Okay, give me a verb.
To attempt. Or to, you don't even need.
So take in and out and put to attempt. To attempt to. We have to get rid of the other two.
So secured, and
I would put a period after secured and put this is an attempt. You're stressing the point that
I would put a
period whatever
after
happened
secure,
before, it's a consequence of the
So period after secured, and then capitalize the I. Is that what you're saying?
Is an attempt, yeah.
No,
this
you need a verb. You cannot have a
Well, we can get rid of in, and we can put an attempt to kidnap.
No, you need
a
verb.
Is.
Well, isn't kidnap in this case the verb?
Oh, is and.
Oh, this.
Change
this
the in to
an
is.
Attempt.
Okay.
And then
John,
also,
are you trying to say that whatever happened before those sentences, whatever is happening now, is a consequence of those previous sentences? Is that what you're saying?
Well, absolutely. It's connected to the actions earlier.
Okay, so then at this point, you need a comma with him and say, stressing, this is an attempt to kidnap the peoples by imprisonment.
Or else
you
say, with the intent.
With the intent. That's
with
good.
With the intent.
That's even better.
Okay.
Well, you just said with the intent, the line above that. With the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of our unalienable right to bear arms.
It's already in there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's an
act. So you just
can't we use it twice?
You could say, and with the further intent, or...
Yes.
Well, just put with further intent or attempt or intent.
Intent.
No, with,
yeah.
Intent. Okay. And intent is better, as a matter of fact. Cause, yeah, that's better.
Yes, with an intent to, with an intent
unless you
to,
change, unless you change the previous sentence up north, up where he says with the intent, and you just say by omitting or by forbidding the people's free exercise of our inalienable rights, by forbidding, and then you could use that stuff below. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, I'm looking down at...
With the intent,
yeah, you... Know
I'm
with
looking
the intent,
at the footnote.
You,
this is where looking at the footnote will help us. Looking at footnote 13, which is the law, and let's see if that works with what is being said here, because intent is everything in law. You can kill someone without the intent of killing someone, which is an accident, or with the intent of killing them because you want to kill them, okay? So intent is a legal... thing, and I'm not sure whether that's in here or not.
You know what? How about as an attempt? Because I understand. Who's this guy with the accent? Can I just talk to him?
That's Manny.
That's Manny.
Manny. I was just up at the rally yesterday.
Yeah.
And somebody brought out the point. Now, they didn't forbid that you could use a gun, but what they did was they said you had to use less than 7 in a magazine or something.
Right.
But you can't find a manufacturer to make that, and even if you went out of state and you tried to do so, in other words, they can still, like, they're not saying I forbid you, but they make it so you can't do it.
Right, just like they do with
so
driving license
is
and everything
really
else.
Good because Social they're being really numbers. Careful.
What,
I realize
what,
they don't
what part,
want to
what
forbid
part,
it.
What part of no law don't you understand?
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, for this particular line, I'm going to read footnote number 18 to get the flavor and
okay.
the focus on the word intent.
Okay.
18 U.S. Code 241, conspiracy against rights. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district of the free or district, in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise, police officer, on the highway or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and if death results from the act committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for a term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. So you see in here the focus in on that intent or attempt to do something. It's very important to keep those points in. And the language, I'm trying to keep the language of our accusation right inside the code. So if we, however we can accomplish that, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah, and you don't want to be changing those words around too much from the code because
then
you'll get lost.
It's not that, Gerard. It's the English part of it. It's like
sometimes English isn't trying to
talk.
I'm not talking about attempts or intent. I'm talking about with, in, and, period, this is, those little words, not the language of the code.
Yes. Well, if we can find a way to say it.
You put a comma in the wrong place, and you just changed the whole meaning of the thing.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah, and you want to keep it in the meaning of the code.
Right, but
you know,
I'm saying
because
here what
legal language is legal language. It's not vernacular.
I'm not talking about legal language. You can leave your attempt to kidnap. I'm saying is we used to have...
Right, just how to put it. Okay, so how are we going to put it? Let me read what we have so far, because maybe what we have might work. And thereby inflicting punishments,
Start from the beginning, because you don't know what
in
you're saying.
In violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 242, the defendants, under color of law, has willfully subjected the people of New York State to the deprivation of the people's in un. Up,
in Wait,
to
you're
us.
In the wrong one. You're in 40.
I'm in 41.
We were still working on 39.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Okay, let me go back. Okay, in violation of U.S. Nope, that's 40. We're on 39?
Yeah.
39 is also in violation.
In violation, yeah, there's a lot of them. In violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 241, the defendants conspired to injure, oppress, threaten, and intimidate the people by imposing unconstitutional statutes as pretended laws. Any comments belong in there? In New York State, in order to thwart the free exercise of the people's right secured by the decree, by the decreed Constitution for the United States.
Four. Okay, gotcha.
Under these pretended laws, swarms of enforcement agents disguised under the color of law have been sent on the highways and on the people's premises, comma, with the intent to prevent the people's free exercise of their or the. We changed our to the exercise of the unalienable right to bear arms so secured with an intent to kidnap people by imprisonment. This is an act of treason.
I still don't like it, but I'll think about it and I'll tell you later.
Now we're changing tyranny to treason at this point. I did that on purpose. Hopefully that purpose was right, but we'll think about this in the next few lines.
Are you going to say this is an act of treason?
Yes, because the reason I'm saying that is because now we've just extended out from beyond the legislature, the government. We've extended out from the governor, from the Senate, and from the assembly, and we now moved into the judges and the cops and the bailiffs, okay? So that's why I now move to the word treason. It's still tyranny, but it's an act of treason under these individuals. It's an act of tyranny under the government, even though they're the government also. But anyway, that's just my thinking. Let's think about that, and we'll make a collective decision.
Treason is more powerful than tyranny.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying,
that's true too.
Is.
Yeah.
Did you want to do a this is?
This is an act of treason. We're sticking with that mantra type thing.
Because treason is a charge. Tyranny is not.
I know that. Okay.
They both deserve hanging.
I'm sorry.
30 now is gold plated.
Huh?
Now listen, I just want to
39 is now gold plated.
He's now gold plated. That's it. Listen, we're going over this thing with a fine-tooth comb and brushing it up and all that stuff. When we took jurisdictionary course, they taught us that when you get a complaint, you're supposed to go through it and answer it line by line, right, John?
Well,
in other words,
true.
You got to either deny it or ask for more information, right?
Right, that's true.
So when they answer us, they have never done that as far as I can tell.
They've never answered anything we've ever done in any lawsuit case.
Anything that they don't answer stands.
That's right.
Okay,
we're not arguing with you.
No. I want to hear this out. This is good logic.
I'm trying to make a point of strategy here. We're working real hard on this stuff, and we're gussying up our words and everything, so that when they don't answer number 39, when we answer their answer, we need to shove 39 down their throat and say, listen,
Absolutely. This
stands. We didn't answer it when we have our trial. We have to say, well, you didn't answer this. That means you agree to it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right?
You're absolutely correct.
You know what I would do then? Okay. I would put a period after imprisonment and make this is an act of treason a whole new sentence. It's stronger.
Right. That's what we did on the other ones.
Huh?
What happened?
That's what we did on the other ones. They're all going to say this is.
It's all the same, yeah.
No,
you put
didn't.
Semicolon and then this is an act of treason.
No, I'm saying make a period.
Yeah, it may not be on
we already started doing this. We did semicolon.
No, the reason is because you're now saying treason. So if you put a period instead of a semicolon, it's always weaker.
Yeah, you might be right. What does other people think?
It's fine. It'll be consistent with the rest of them.
Which way? With the period?
No, it's with the semicolon and.
Well, that's what I thought too.
This is an act of treason on the other one.
Right. Right.
Yeah,
right.
But what I'm saying is, when you have a full sentence, a complete sentence with a capital.
Let me ask you a question. Either way is good though, right? Either way works.
No, hey. One is less like subservient to the other. Like you can use a semicolon when you have two sentences connected that are really close together. But in this case,
this is connected to the action. This is an act of treason.
I know that. But you're saying this is an act of treason. You could say the same thing in a sentence. And it's stronger. But
Chris, what do you think?
Who is that?
Chris?
Oh, Chris? Oh, sorry, that's me. I thought you said a different name.
Yeah, no, Chris, what do you think about this? What's your position on this?
I mean, you could go either way, and it would still be correct. I mean, personally, I do like the idea of keeping it consistent with the other times we've used it.
Because if we change it here, I think we should change it everywhere.
Right.
So you've already changed it because it's not, this is an act of tyranny.
No, I understand, but it's still treason, tyranny. Tyranny is still connected
to
treason.
When you change your mantra, people are just going to go over that because they're so used to hearing this is an act of tyranny, this is an act of tyranny, this is an act of tyranny.
Yes, no. But that's what drives home.
You just changed it, so you want to make it stronger.
I can't play too much of a role in this particular argument because this is not my strong part.
Okay.
Parentheses and periods and semicolons. I'm learning all that.
When it doesn't make a difference, it would be correct either way. But if you want it to stand on its own, like, you know, have its own seat on the bus, this is an act
of treason. Well, let me ask you if this is overboard. Let's say we change mode here because we're building up, and now we're going to a bigger thing here now. This is an act of treason, okay? And if we'll then cap the T, and can we put an exclamation point at the end of that? Does that help?
No.
No,
you don't need to cap the T. On treason, you mean?
No, this.
Oh, this? No, you don't need an
exclamation point. It's a new sentence. This is an act of treason.
Oh,
yeah. Can we put an, what do you call it, exclamation point? Or is that
I don't think it's good to use exclamation points in a legal document.
No, you don't
have
to.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right. That's too expressive.
More for teenagers.
Is it better if you want to keep the same format as before and do the semicolon and everything, do you want to underline treason to make sure that it's noticed
that you've changed your word?
So we leave it with the semicolon?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You see, I don't like to really put underlines and emboldening.
Yeah, I think you're
occasionally
right.
I always do it if it's a citation, I always embolden it. And if it's a point that I really, because, you know, people don't like to read all of these powerful impressions you're trying to express, you know. And in law, it doesn't show up too much. You're showing it up on the paper, but you can't do too much of it. So I don't like that idea. If we're going to underline treason, we're going to have to underline that all the time, and we're going to have to do tyranny, and I think it's going to become too much.
All right, so just put your semicolon in. Keep it the same. I'm sorry after I did all that, but just keep it the same. Don't underline it. Don't do anything different.
I think it's powerful that way. I think it's connective anyway, no matter how you put it.
Yeah.
This is an act of treason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we'll leave it that way. 40. In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1985, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and intimidation the deprivation of the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves by sending onto the highways and the people's premises swarms of enforcement agents disguised under the color of law with the intent of hindering the people's free exercise of their unalienable right to bear arms, so secured. Therefore, an act for redress and recovery of damages occasioned by such injury is appropriate, period. Thoughts, corrections?
Yes. Where you have, in the second line, the deprivation, one of those words doesn't have to be there.
Well, it's there because it's in the code.
Yeah, there's, but there's a weird grammar thing going on there.
Yeah, it's weird.
Can we fix it?
Yeah, let me just let's look at that for a second here. Hold
it's,
on.
By
one
the deprivation. By the
deprivation.
So what are you preventing? Conspire to prevent by force the people's inalienable right?
Right. Here's the key to this. U.S. Code 42, 1985, and its sister code, U.S. Code 18241, work together. One is a focusing in on the actual action of intimidation and so on and so forth. The other one is focusing in on those facts, but getting to the point that this gives a right for redress. Okay,
right,
that's
right.
The big point of this one.
So how about I think maybe the style of the wording got changed in mid sentence. So try this on, just switching words around. In violation of U.S. Code 42, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and to deprive by intimidation the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves.
Intimidation.
So to prevent by force. And to deprive by intimidation.
Yes.
But see, he's using force and intimidation.
Okay, as long as
the derivation.
See, what's happening, there's another thing happening. You have the words to prevent by force. So do you want to prevent deprivation of the...
Well, let's put
see,
it this
switching,
way. Prevent by force. The force is the key part
no,
of this
no,
whole
no,
thing that makes
no,
it
no,
illegal.
No, wait, John. I know how to explain this. I think I know how to explain it. Sometimes when I try to write, my thoughts start to include too much. So I have to go back and see what it is I'm trying to say. So in your sentence, you're saying the defendants conspired to prevent. Are they preventing intimidation?
No. They force
no.
and...
See, that's why this
actually,
doesn't make
they're,
sense.
They're
conspired to prevent by force and intimidation... What they're by doing
then,
using
then,
those
then you
things,
don't need deprivation.
Hold on, you asked the question. Let me get to it.
Yeah, okay.
The conspirators, let's put it this, defendant conspired to prevent. What is it they're trying to prevent? The people's unalienable, I'm going to stay with unalienable, because I always want to flip that off my tongue and I got to twist it, you know? Unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves, and it goes on by sending one to the highway. That's the key point. That's what's being deprived. So we have to be careful to make sure that that word deprived focuses in on that point, the right to bear arms.
Suggestion. You might want to take the comma after force away and just leave force and intimidation.
Okay. Let's try that.
Conjoined together. And then...
Yes. I was thinking. No comma. You don't need a comma after force.
Right.
Now, we could maybe use the word depriving instead of the deprivation.
Yes.
So, intimidation, depriving the people.
Take away the.
Because that works.
The.
Yeah. That works. Depriving is still the same word.
And then you got to take off, out, depriving the people.
Okay. Depriving the people.
The people's
unalienable right. Yeah, go ahead.
Carl, I'm just going to check out. I think you guys are doing a great job. I hope it continues. If you're going to do it another night, I'll make my...
Well, we're going to do this again on Monday's nights with the other one. It'll be much shorter, though, because it's only half as many pages.
You ain't getting done with this one tonight.
Oh, no. That's right.
3 in the morning. My goodness, we're only on what? What one are we on?
40.
Hey, Seth.
Page 40, and I'm scrolling ahead.
No, you're on page 8 of 37.
Shut up, Carl. Go. You see your
leader.
Get
exactly
out of here.
My point. I don't know what
page.
Get out of here,
Carl. Done in about 3 days.
Let's not look at the clock here now. We're off the clock.
I think you did. You guys are. This is awesome. I really. It's fun almost. I just.
Oh yeah, these are great words. This is the words of our founding fathers. This is the words of our salvation and of our country.
Yeah, but guess what?
What?
They don't use words. They use those things in black suits with black batons and black thrones and
we're
black
fix
bullets.
That. We're going to fix that. Okay, let's get back
keep
to
it up.
Work.
Thanks, guys.
Has some help with...
See you later, Carl.
Bye.
You want to do this again tomorrow night or Friday night?
Well, let's see how far we can get. We definitely got to stick with it, yeah?
Okay.
So, in violation, are we done with this one?
Wait, read that sentence back then, because we changed some things, but I'm not sure what it,
okay,
what it got
like,
changed
this
to.
Is 40, right?
Yeah, 40.
Sounded good,
okay.
So now I don't know what it sounds like.
Let's read it. In violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1985, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and intimidation depriving the people's unalienable right to bear
arms. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let's get through it. Sometimes, you know, sometimes it picks back up later.
Okay.
In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1985, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and intimidation depriving the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves by sending onto the highways and the people's premises swarms of enforcement agents disguised under the color of law with the intent of hindering the people's free exercise of their unalienable right to bear arms so secured. Therefore, an action for redress and recovery of damages occasioned by such injury is appropriate. Now, maybe the word appropriate, we need something much stronger. But anyway, that's it. To me, it sounded good.
Yeah.
Do you need a comma after highways or no?
I think we need more commas in here because I want to stop at certain places for the emphasis, and that's where I always put a comma. That's been my rule. Maybe.
Well,
that's
yeah, except that's not always why.
That's not the way it works.
No.
No.
You can also you could put here where you say appropriate.
Yeah, at the end we have appropriate. Do you think of another word, or you think appropriate is good?
No, I was going to. I had another word I was going to use there.
Okay.
Is
correct or you know.
Is guilty of so and so or.
Okay, let's see. And recovery of damages
is grounds for.
Well, here's the point. Let's stick on the point of what we're trying to prove here in our statement, and we're trying to prove that we have a right to exercise U.S. Code 42, 1985. So that's the point we're trying to prove. What we're trying to exercise here is the fact that redress is the appropriate thing. That's the big focus. You see, the assault that they've made really comes in under its sister verse, which is U.S. Code 18.2.
Change that word appropriate by justified, maybe? Is
no, you could say is grounds for.
Is justifiable or is grounds?
Is grounds for whatever you want to take out of 1985.
Well, you already said recovery of damages.
Right. That's what we're looking
in,
for.
Ahead of it.
Redress and recovery of damages. Right. Because this, you see, let me give you another insight on this. You see, one is criminal, the other is civil. We're on the civil side right now. The other one was on the criminal side. Okay? So in 1985, we're looking for the civil part of it. And that's why the redress is here and also a recovery of damages is here.
That's why the word appropriate fits there because we're
okay. Yeah, I think it does. I think it is the best word.
I have a suggestion. What if you said, so secured, therefore an action for redress and recovery of damages is occasioned by such an injury?
Well, no, I like recovery of damages occasioned by such injury is a problem. I see me, I think a comma belongs after damages, and I think a comma belongs after...
Yeah, but you don't need to say is appropriate. You could just say what you're saying, therefore an action, right? An action for redress and recovery of damage is occasioned by such an injury, period.
Yeah, I think we might be able to do that. What does other people think?
That sounds good.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, I think for me too. Okay. So we're getting rid of is appropriate and injury is a period.
Yeah, and the other one that the other guy suggested, I don't know his name, he said prevent by force, and he switched the words deprivation and intimidation around. That sounded better. I don't know what he said.
That was Chris.
That was in violation of the code. The defendants conspired to prevent by force and to deprive by intimidation the people's
right. That moves the focus of the word deprive towards
Did I say that wrong?
Let me read how we have it right now, just that part of it. In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1985, the defendants conspired to prevent by force and intimidation depriving the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves.
No,
because nothing is being prevented. You say conspired to prevent, but then there's no object Nothing's
well,
horrendous.
Well, it continues on and defend themselves by sending on to the
yeah,
highway.
Yeah, but it doesn't. But with correct English, it's you've got like a Mr. Potato Head with a nose on the side.
Well, move his nose to the front and listen better.
Because you're preventing the right to bear arms, and you're depriving the people of their right to bear arms, right?
Okay. Well,
so,
depriving by force
so
and
right.
intimidation.
You're preventing by force the right, and you're depriving by intimidation.
Yes.
Well, why do we say depriving by force and intimidation instead of by force depriving intimidation?
Because
we want to get the force and the intimidation both deprived.
Right.
Both of the action of the depriving.
So you could take prevent totally out, and you could say the defendants conspired to deprive by force and intimidation the people's unalienable right to bear arms.
There you go.
That's much
right.
better. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, we'll get there.
We're going to hammer this out.
Hey, the weapons? Hey, the nose is back in front.
Lucky thing we don't have our guns and we're in the same room.
And listen, and then when they answer improperly, we have to ram this stuff down their throat. We have to hold them to the procedure of answering each thing. And when they don't answer, we say, listen, you agreed to this stuff.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if they default and they come in, we're going to forgive that default. We want an answer. Because we're going to rule correctly anyway, no matter how it goes. Because the correct way is rights can't be touched. Get off my foot.
You're right, because their biggest strategy, as we found out with Galvin, is when they get into a sticky area, they'd rather default.
Right, and they get a judge to throw us out. And that's not going to happen no more. We're not going to permit that. We're going to be so bold. We got to be all thinking about this with the right words. Because I've been thinking about it for a while now. I got a lot of thoughts.
All right, so can you read it now?
In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1985, the defendants conspired to deprive by force and intimidation the people's unalienable right to bear arms and defend themselves by sending swarms onto the highway and the people's premises, swarms of enforcement agents disguised under the color of law with the intent of hindering the people's free exercise of their unalienable rights to bear arms, so secured. Therefore, an action for redress and recovery of damages occasioned by such injury.
Is occasioned.
Let me see. Therefore, an action for redress and recovery of damages.
Is occasioned by such injury. Period.
Okay. Period.
Okay.
So we're
I
good
have
with
one
that?
Suggestion. Just to with the words force and intimidation, just switch them around and say conspired to.
Deprive.
Change intimidation first, and force is the second word.
What's that do?
To prevent by intimidation and force the deprivation of the people's unalienable rights.
Yeah. So you got the weaker one first, and then you got the
Intimidation and force.
And force.
Yeah, I like that. I think we did that before, and then we went back to it. I think it does sound better. To prevent by intimidation and force the deprivation of. Right?
And change the word around?
Yeah, just change those two places.
Okay.
And then once you got that down, once I heard it back there, I think there actually was something. There's still a tweak in there that needs to be done because I think you said to deprive the people's unalienable right. It should be deprive the people of their unalienable right. You're not depriving the right. You're depriving the people.
So deprive the people of.
Yes.
Of whichever
one you choose.
Of. Well, again, I like our, because remember, we got to keep it personal.
Oh, right. But yeah, whichever one it is,
Again, let's just think this out a minute, okay? It's very. This is an extremely important point in the focus of law, intent, and the focus of where we're at. If we keep speaking of there, we're not speaking of us.
Well,
so it's always got to be us
before.
And our. and we've already connected all the people in the beginning of our paper. We connected all the people with us by first talking about us and saying also all the rest of the people in New York, same things. We reiterated what was with us, with them. And now we're all the people, but us collectively with them is our, not them, not them, but us or
I
our.
I thought we decided on the word thee.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Let's see.
John, on top you have all the provisional of the, but then underneath, at the end, you have of their inalienable rights.
Yeah, we got to get rid of the there. Where do we have that?
On the bottom.
On the bottom.
Free exercise of their inalienable rights. On top, you don't have that. So.
Okay, so we got to fix it. That's a mistake. But again, we
actually,
have to make this personal.
You don't even need that sentence because you just said all that stuff right up on top. You say with the intent of him.
I wouldn't even put that. It's a repetition of whatever
repetition.
You said above.
What could we get rid of?
With the intent of hindering the people's free exercise of their unalienable right to bear arms. You just said that right above.
Correct. I don't know if you want to say it's redundant.
Okay, well, you see, one is conspiring, the defendants conspiring. The other one is the agents disguised under the color of law with the intent of doing the same. So it's, there's
all
two different groups of people here.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay,
that's good,
you want to read it?
Okay, but let's look at this. In violation of U.S. Code 42.8 in 1985, the defendants conspired to deprive by intimidation and force the people of
No, you're missing something.
Force the people.
Force the deprivation.
You had written different before.
Oh, yeah, because we twisted it all around. But here's the problem.
The
people there or our. The people
No,
he
didn't have
our,
that.
Let me go back. Let me go back, and I'll tell you the way it should be, and then if we can change the words in another way. What I'm trying to say is this. I'm trying to keep the legal points going. I don't care about the words we use. I'm happy with whatever words you come up with. I don't care about your commas, your periods, whatever you tell me. I will do it because I have no knowledge. Let me finish. I have no knowledge of those things. I am a babe in those things, and I'm a lot better than I was, let me tell you. So with that said, where my focus is focusing in to maintain the legal focus
of
every utterance.
Okay, can you read what you have?
So I'm going to read what we have with the word our in it, and if you can find another way to articulate it, I'm on board with it. So don't take it as an argument,
okay,
and let's try to stay on point and get through this. Huh?
No, okay, in the first sentence,
I'm going to read it the way I've got it right now, and then you can correct it. I don't have a problem with the correction. Well, if your correction takes us into a direction that violates the point and focus of law,
no, we didn't. We're
you're
going
to get resistance.
Remember what we said. That's all. We're trying to remember what that guy suggested because it didn't sound like you got it.
No, I didn't. So I'm going back to reread it, and then you're going to tell me. I'm going to reread it, make your notes, and then I'm going to step back and listen to what we can do with it. Okay? I'm very defensive on the legal end because that's where we have to win.
No,
this is extremely important.
We lost what the guy said and what we all agreed to.
You're talking about Chris?
Whoever made that suggestion.
Yeah.
That's Chris.
I don't know his name.
Yep.
Okay. In violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1985, the defendants conspired to deprive by intimidation and force the people of our unalienable right.
Wait, that's
right
what you're missing. I forced the people.
Can I finish something.
No, because you're missing something. To whatever you got, after the word force, you're missing, you have force and the people.
Well, that's your job to find out what it is. That's why I wanted to read the whole thing. But
we'll stop there.
Conspire to deprive by intimidation and force upon the people of our...
No, you don't need upon the people.
Okay.
That wasn't there.
No, I'm trying to figure out what belongs.
Okay, trying to write it. Okay.
I'm not
going to
write nothing until you tell me.
I think it worked before when force and intimidation were in that order, but since force can be a noun and a verb, that's what sounds confusing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So let's turn that back around.
Yeah, I think it sounded okay when force came first.
By intimidation and force. Well, how did you read it?
It was deprived by force and intimidation. I don't remember if there was a word.
The defendants conspired to deprive by force and intimidation the people of their unalienable right to bear arms.
Okay, does that work proper that way if we turn those two words around?
Maybe we can clear it up by the defense conspired to deprive. You could do it this way just to make sure it's clear. The defendants conspired to deprive the people by force and intimidation of their unalienable right to bear arms.
That gets a little better.
Yep.
Yes.
Just say deprive the people. Get it out of the way.
Conspired to deprive the people.
And then you can do one of your commas.
I love my commas.
By force and intimidation, comma.
By intimidation and force, or force and intimidation?
Either way. You can do it either way now.
All right. By intimidation and
intimidation
force.
Intimidation and force is good.
Yep.
And force. Go ahead.
Deprive the people by intimidation and force of their unalienable right, our unalienable right to bear arms.
Yeah, you know, I really feel strong about keeping that word "our" in there as often as possible. Even though the word "the" could work, I think "our" puts it on mark. Okay, legally speaking.
Yep.
Okay. Because remember, they'll tell you you can't sue for, on behalf of someone else. That's their position. They'll try to squeeze out.
Oh, good point.
So,
okay.
Does themselves become ourselves?
Where is them? You're probably right. Where's that at?
Our unalienable right to bear arms and defend ourselves.
That's right. Very good. We got to watch out. Did we miss that coming up this way so far? Does anyone remember?
I'm not sure.
John, right before, where you have and defend, shouldn't be and to defend, since you're up there, you put the verb at the beginning. To conspire and to defend. No?
To conspire. Okay. You're talking about the beginning now. In violation,
correct.
The defendants in violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1985, the defendants conspired to deprive the people by intimidation and force of our unalienable right to bear arms and defend ourselves by sending onto the highway and the people's premises swarms of enforcement agents disguised under the color of law with the intent of hindering the people's free exercise of their unalienable right to bear arms so secured. Therefore, an action for redress and recovery of damage is occasioned by such injury, period. I thought that sounded good.
You could say four damages.
Then. You have exercise of their unalienable right.
Oh, okay. Which line is that?
There at the bottom.
The bottom line? Therefore, recovery of damage. Where?
The second
the
to last.
The one above.
The second from the last. Okay.
Yeah.
Unalienable right to bear arms so secured, therefore an action for redress and recovery.
You have exercise of their unalienable right. You wanted our, you said. Beginning
where? We're on 40. What line down under 40?
The second from the bottom, you have exercise of their, and you said you wanted exercise of our.
Oh, okay. That's up higher now. Okay. Exercise of our unalienable rights.
If that's
okay.
What you want, yeah.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yep.
We got to keep it focused on the plaintiffs. And, you know, one of the sneaky ways we brought the whole thing is we called ourselves the plaintiffs. We called ourselves, we said we were the plaintiffs, but here and after, the people. So that, and they hate when you do that. Lawyers cringe when you do that.
You also said ourselves up on the third line down. And I think that's right.
Yep.
Okay. Yes, we did. We changed that to ourselves.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Now, I ask again, should there be a to before defend or no?
Where's defend?
Where says
in violation
the right
of
to bear arms and to defend ourselves.
What line?
It's okay with it the way it is.
It's okay?
You're talking about line 1, 2, 3,
no,
four,
second,
5.
The second
line.
Line.
Number 2.
Okay. So arms and defend ourselves. Right, yeah, because there's two things they're taking away from us. They're not only taking our guns away. By taking our guns away, they've taken our right to defend ourselves. As a matter of fact, in this lawsuit we are going to cover, I don't know whether it's in here yet, I have words that we're going to put in here, because they love to arrest people, fingerprint you. Let's say you shot someone rightfully, okay? It's okay to be taken down for your gun to be taken away and to be taken down to the police station to sit down to be interviewed, and they go through the story and they say, okay, everything's okay, you can go home now, but they don't give you your gun back. No, you walk out of there with your gun, okay? We're going to stop that. These games that they play.
So you could put to defend, to bear arms and to defend.
Because at the beginning you said to prevent, so you have to keep a consensus to defend.
Well, but it's two different twos now.
Yeah.
So if you say right, you can say either way. You could say right to bear arms and defend themselves if it's one right. Is it one right to bear arms and defend themselves?
Well, they go connected. They are connected.
In our constitution, I think they have and the bear arms and to defend. I'm not sure.
Well,
I don't think they use those words.
Well, the only difference is if it's one right or two rights. Is it the right to bear arms and the
right
to defend themselves?
No, the right to bear arms is the point, and the action of bearing those arms, the conclusions, the abilities is the defense of yourself. And so we do have a right to defend. That is a right to defend yourself. That's a right, but it's not in the Bill of Rights.
I see what you're saying. Right, right.
Okay, so you can say to defend.
I guess you can. Yeah.
Because it's
an action. If you want. I don't have a problem either way. To bear arms and to defend is fine by me.
To defend ourselves.
Huh?
It sounds better without the two.
Okay.
I think.
No problem.
Okay.
Because but bearing arms and defending does kind of connect to each other. So we're extending its meaning or its purpose, maybe. You see,
okay.
They've been saying that bearing arms is for hunting. We're saying bearing arms is for defending. And for hunting, too, but first and foremost, defending.
Yeah, I think it probably is best to keep it the way it is.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
So
right to bear arms and defend yourself.
40's done?
I think so. If you have just a tiny bit more patience.
Okay.
Hey,
look, I can live with anything. Believe me, I could stay up all night. I don't know about everyone else. So it doesn't matter.
After ourselves, do you have a comma?
After ourselves, let's see where that's at.
Defend ourselves.
No.
Defend
comma.
Ourselves.
Comma.
I don't
by
have
standard.
A comma there, no.
Yeah,
should
there
be a comma?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yep.
Comma. I like commas.
And while you're in that spot there, by sending onto the highways, and then I would say, and onto the people's premises.
And onto, okay.
Yep, onto the highways, onto the premises, yep.
O-N-T-O, right?
Yep.
Onto the people's premises.
And do we need a comma after the highways, or do we have to omit that?
No, that comma should stay.
Since it's one action, sending to the highways and to the people. It's one action, isn't it?
Well, no,
yes,
it's two.
Yes,
they're on the highways, and they're not always going onto your premises. Then it's sometimes they go onto the premises.
Yeah,
unless they're chasing
right.
you
right.
on the highway,
people on the highways, you're doing
then they
two
get
things.
It all at the same time.
Yeah, but what he means is there's only you're only sending the agents to two places, so you don't need a comma in between two things.
Correct.
You have and.
Okay. All right, that's a good thing for me to know, because I always put commas between the two things, and I don't need one. There's an end there.
Right.
Okay.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, but the last item you use, if you have five items, then the last item is end. The last item is commas
right.
put there. Okay.
Right. Yeah, correct.
I'm still confused. Well, I've read things, and I picked this up by reading other people's stuff. I guess maybe a lot of people make a mistake or something, but here's what I picked up, is whenever they want you to pause, they put a comma. And,
that's
and
a natural
like
instinct.
Huh?
That's a natural instinct to want to do that. But
well, it also
always...
helps you to read it, because when I'm reading, sometimes I get stuck and it's get confused. And so,
the verb sending is actually doing two things. So you really don't want to divide one from the other.
Right.
And by you putting a comma, you're actually trying to divide the two actions. which is usually one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree.
By sending
on
to the highways.
Right there, that works. You're right. I agree. Yeah. All right. Are we done with this one? 40? We're moving to 41?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Okay. It's good to move on to 41. Gerard, did you fall asleep? Gerard's still here?
Maybe he went to the bathroom to get a drink of water.
He's having lunch.
Okay. Entitled, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. What's going on? Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. That's the new title. 41.
Oh, you know something? Can you move that title down so it's on with the rest of the
Oh, book? I've already corrected that. That gets shoved around as we move things.
Okay, right. Okay.
Believe me, in the final print, I make sure it doesn't get hung someplace.
Okay.
It gets pushed around. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's the final dressing.
Okay.
Okay. 41. In violation of U.S. Code 18, subsection 242, that's a different one, the defendant under the color of law has willfully subjected the people of New York to the deprivation of the people's unalienable rights secured by the decreed Constitution for the United States, and thereby inflicting punishments, pains, and penalties on account of such persons being a people using dangerous weapons to enforce the pretended law and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment, an act of treason. This, we're going to go, we'll change that right away, semicolon, and this is an act.
The verb on top has to be changed. It's supposed to be have, willingly, right?
Correct.
The defendants have.
Okay, where are we at now?
At the beginning, where you said the defendants under color of the law, have.
So have under the color of law.
Yes. Defendants
have. H-A-V-E.
Yes.
Okay.
Unless you want to change defendants to defendant, either
no,
one.
It's multiple defendants.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
there's a whole bunch of them snakes up there. We got 150 plus 62
okay, so
plus
they
one.
Have.
Anybody
okay,
do the math
have.
On that? Huh?
They have. Defendants have.
Yes, defendants okay. have under color of law. I've done that. What else?
I'm having a little trouble with the second line where they've... The defendants have subjected the people of New York State to the deprivation of the people's inalienable rights.
Yeah.
Because you say people twice, so if you've subjected the people of New York State to
power.
Can you subject someone to the deprivation?
Yeah.
Maybe you could say you could just
How
say they've deprived.
Deprived.
Yeah, just say deprived. You say the defendants under color of law have willfully deprived. The people of New York State.
Okay, let me get that deprived.
Yep.
The people of New York State.
Of our inalienable rights.
There should be a comma after.
The defendants have, under color of law, has willfully deprived
have,
the people.
Have.
Is that word in the right place? Did you say have between in?
I put the defendants have under color of law, so that doesn't
no.
belong there. The defendants under the color of law have.
Have.
Yes, yes. That's
well,
correct.
I thought. Okay, let me move that
yep.
then.
Yep.
Okay. So the defendants under the color of law
oh,
have.
Oh, I just thought of something. Wait a minute. You need commas after defendants and after
correct.
Law.
Correct.
Comma under defendants and after law.
Yeah.
See, that's what I would have done. I like them commas. Have yeah. willfully deprived the people of New York State their an hour or
of our
New York State of our unalienable right.
Comma.
Of our our unalienable right or rights. We're talking about there are a number
there
of rights being violated under this code, so we
yeah.
can read Paul.
Should there be a comma after rights?
I would put one there, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
That's yes. fine. You can put a comma there, yep.
Yes.
Good. I like commas. Secured by the decreed constitution for, and now we have to do our business here for the United States. I'm going to put quotations, and we're going to underline the four and embolden the four. Go ahead.
When you use, in parentheses, decreed constitution for the United States, why do you not have a footnote from where you got that? Did you ever do that anywhere
else? I think
else?
Everybody knows what we're talking about. We have that up earlier anyway because we actually give the whole quote right in the body in the beginning somewhere.
You did?
Oh, yeah, before you came
to. Decreed Constitution for the United States.
But anybody who, these guys, if they don't know, even without.
No, I know, but I'm just asking, did you do it before I came?
Yes, it's in there somewhere. Yes,
all right.
We have that part of the Constitution, which is the preamble. We have the preamble already in here. Didn't we cover that before the she was here?
But did you put a footnote on it to that preamble?
We actually put the preamble in the body. We did not put it in a footnote. We put it in the body.
Okay.
All right. So we're good here with this one?
Wait, and we didn't finish.
No, there is more, John.
Okay. Want me to read from the top or what?
No, you could go on with it. It says, and thereby inflicting penalties.
Okay. And thereby inflicting punishments, pains, and penalties on account of such persons being a people, using dangerous weapons to enforce the pretended law. We'll leave it law because we're focusing in on this one. Well, let me think. Pretended laws. It should be plural because they got lots of laws.
Yeah, you don't need they.
Huh?
You don't need the.
Okay, so enforce the. Pretended laws. Right? Being a people, using dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. This is an act of treason. The semicolon and this is.
I think we have to go back and use the same phrase that we did before, or at least start there, with the whole attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. We changed that up above. And we should probably use the same phrase.
Which number did we? Which number is that? The one right above it?
I think it was in 39.
Yeah, 30. Could even just change it and to attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. We were trying to find all these words, and maybe the word was to.
Well, yeah, whatever we changed it to in 39, you know, we already beat that to death. Let's see if the same thing works.
Yeah, but. Okay, see if the same thing works, but the word
might be... Okay, so let me come down here and put it in here and see what number we're working on. We're working on 40...
41.
Yep.
One, okay.
Should there be a by using dangerous weapon right after people over there? Does that sound a little better or not?
Yeah, something sounds weird there.
What do you say on account of such person being a people, comma, by using... I don't even know if there is a comma over there. By using dangerous weapons to enforce, to pretend the law.
So you're saying after the word people, we have a comma, and then by using.
Well, I would probably omit the comma and just use by using.
People by using. Let's try that. Okay.
No, the comma should stay because on account of such person being a people, that's its own phrase.
Right.
That's within commas, yeah.
Yeah,
there's sort of a mantra.
I don't
here.
Even know what that means.
I know
person
well,
is a corporate thing.
In other
thing.
Words, it's not a corporation. It's, there's
right.
a whole bunch of things involved here. And
right.
it
no,
is
no,
the language
I do know that.
Of the code.
I know that person is a corporate word, but why are you saying on account of such person being a people?
Because we're getting to a certain point of the fact that the people can't have any legislation upon them, and the code in itself uses that strange language.
Right, but are you saying it so that I can understand you?
No, I'm saying it so it's consistent with the code. And, you know, again,
but I think
bear
you
in
need
mind,
another
bear
comma
mind, there's something
there, then.
We
but
were
then,
saying.
But then, wait a minute, then you need, there's something else missing. It's either a comma on account of. Let me see.
Well, we did put a comma after people. If penalties
John,
had a comma, yeah.
John, is that an exact phrase taken from an exact...
I'm pretty sure it's out of 242. Let me go down and look in 15.
Oh,
I'm
going to
read 15.
Yeah.
You want to look for it as I read it?
Well, it's I see it. There is a phrase in there in footnote 15 that the phrase is on account of such person being an alien.
Okay, let me read it and let's look for of a person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, 18 U.S. Code 242, deprivation. How do you say that word? Deprivation?
I would say deprivation.
Deprivation. Okay. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Whosoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district of to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured by or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States or to different punishments, pains, or penalties on account of such persons being an alien or by reason of his color or race, then are prescribed for the punishment of citizens, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results and the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include the attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravate sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Okay, so that's 18.
That is not an actual sentence that you're putting there.
No,
you're
no,
changing
but
it a little bit.
Let me find out where I got it from. And that was 18, 242, and the sister verse to this is 42, 1983, which is 16. So it could have come in out of 16 because this is a connected. These are two connected verses. One is criminal, one is civil. Although we deal with civil later, but let's see if it came out of here. Because I didn't think that I created that out of my own. All right, so footnote 16, 42, 1883, civil action for deprivation of rights. Every person who under color of law of any statute, ordinance, regulation, custom, or usage of any state or territory or the District of Columbia subjects or causes to be subjected any citizen of the United States or other person within the jurisdiction thereof to the deprivation of any right, privileges, or immunities secured by the Constitution and laws shall be liable to the party injured in an action at law, suit in equity, or other proper proceedings for redress, except that in any action brought against a judicial officer for an act or omission taken in such officer's judicial capacity, injunction relief shall not be granted unless a declaratory decree was violated or declaratory relief was unavailable. For the purpose of this section, any act of Congress applicable exclusively to the District of Columbia shall be considered to be a statute of the District of Columbia. So it's not found in that either. So I might have somehow, maybe I changed alien to people. Let's go back and see why I might have done that. So we're back to 18242.
You know something,
or
if this
to,
is
hold
correct,
on, or to, I'm on a thought line, or to different punishments, pains, or penalties on account of such person being an alien. Okay. Now, I want to tell you one thing. People are an alien, particularly to the District of Columbia or the territories. That's one thing. The other thing is, in this country, we are aliens in a different way, in the standpoint that, if you are a resident of a place, then you're a citizen of the United States. But if you're domiciled And being a citizen of the United States, you're on the grounds of the District of Columbia. And this is a principle. If you are domiciled in New York, then you have it's not a residence. Now you are a people. So maybe I did do that. Maybe I did it under those
sequence. How about if you said on the account of you're applying U.S. code is what, civil?
There's two of them. 18242 is criminal. 42-1983 is civil.
Okay, so on 242,
right.
This is applying to the person as they've written this. So how can you sue in law or bring this to court when they've written that for the person?
Oh, well, you see,
on account of us being domiciled in New York,
right.
We as people,
right.
Can you say that?
Well, they put the law, yeah, maybe we'll do it that way. They put the law, okay, onto the District of Columbia focus, but they also mentioned the state because they've taken, let me give you just a quick example of what they've done and how this whole fraud works. When you look at the flag and you see the white stars on the blue background, well, you're looking at the 50 states of the Union, right? When they look at that, they're looking at the 50 states of the Union, yeah, but it's set in blue, and that blue for them is representing the territory. So the states are within the territory, and therefore they have jurisdiction over you. Do you see their thinking and the fraud involved here? And that's how they've created
no,
this whole
I,
thing.
I know that, but how do you want to word it so you're reflecting it?
Well, here's the point I want to make here, and then we can figure a way how to say it, and we'll just take it from there. such persons are a people. Somehow we want to say that the persons they're talking about.
Oh, you
want to
reverse
people.
That on account of us being people.
Right. We want to take control of being the referred to alien because to the district and to the code. Remember, these federal codes really are focusing in on the citizens. It's not focusing in on the people. The people are aliens to the citizenship in collectiveness.
So why don't you say on account or that in that we are domiciled in New York, that you say you don't say New York State, do you? They say state, don't they?
Yeah, they mention the states, right?
Right.
And New York
but,
is one
but if you say we are on a in that we are domiciled in that.
Well, we don't have to. We don't have
to
change.
Wait a minute. In account, what did I just say?
Well, we could change just the penalties on account of the people. We can drop out such person being.
I wish I had a stinking pen. I have a pen here that every time I try to write with it, it skips.
Do you have a keyboard?
What I'm trying to say is, oh gosh, I wish people wouldn't interrupt. Just one second here. Wait a minute.
Don't you hate?
Where am I now? Where are we? Okay.
41, about number 4, I think.
Okay. In that, if my stupid pen would write, in that, those that are domiciled in New York are the people or people. You could even
well,
say
in
not
that,
the
people domiciled in New York. How's that?
Yeah, something to say that you're differentiating the people from the person. And it's
right.
A little
and now,
bit
remember,
more clear.
This language is for the upper courts because the trial courts won't understand this at all. And
yeah,
most
but,
people won't pick
but,
it up.
But you don't have to say in that. Okay, so you're saying in that the people domiciled in New York or that those domiciled in
well,
New
to
York
be, to be honest
are
with
people.
You, to be honest with you, we could drop a lot of this stuff out as long as we get the word people in here.
Okay.
And because people says it all. We've defined people in the very first line of our paper, and we put footnotes on the meaning of people.
Okay,
and we
then because it's just because you added that phrase, and it really had to do with aliens, and then you threw in people.
Right,
and
but I just wanted to tell you, to inform you, that it was probably the reason I changed aliens to people was because that's what they were talking about. The only reason aliens are given a right is because they're letting people who are not U.S. citizens be involved in this.
I understand you, but to make yourself clear in English, that is confusing.
Yeah, well, I know, of course it is.
Should the alien be before people in parentheses, so that there is a correlation?
Well, I think we can kind of just leave that out and just make sure we use the word people in here, and we're okay all the way through. So if we go on and thereby inflicting punishment, pains, and penalties upon the people by using dangerous, I think that's good enough.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I didn't have to go through all of that. pun, you know.
About the persons, because it made us like persons.
Upon the people. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let me read that. And thereby inflicting punishment, pains, and penalties upon the people by using dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws and in an attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. Semicolon, this is an act of treason.
We got to fix that last line there, the attempt to kidnap people. Well, how did we say it in 39, at the end of 39?
Attempt to kidnap people, let's see. With an intent to kidnap people by imprisonment.
So
let's take that whole thing and bring it down?
I don't know.
Well,
let me
try it. Try it,
what is this, 41?
Yeah, down to 41.
Okay. Okay, so by using dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws, comma, with an intent to kidnap people by imprisonment, comma, this is an act of treason. How's that?
No, because we've got other things going on here. So in the other case, it might have been more applicable, but in this case, we're talking about punishments, pains, penalties, dangerous weapons. It's not all in an attempt to kidnap you. Some of it's just to torture you. They might be on the street, might not kidnap you, but they'll still inflict you pain.
You've been in prison. Listen, once someone stops you, the prison starts right there. You have your
yeah, but with is whatever we have with an intent does not go there. It's almost better to attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. Here it's stronger.
Yeah, I have and in an attempt.
So and to. What does anybody else think? And to attempt to kidnap.
So that would read.
I think it might work for me. I don't see a problem with the language.
Let's see how that reads then. So using dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws and to attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment.
Yeah.
That,
what do you think, Manny?
It sounds a little redundant, and in an attempt. I don't know.
I don't want in.
Yeah, there should be something to bridge whatever happened before with the kidnap of the people. And
yeah, but I had two. The word was two. And two attempt to kidnap people. Not in. And two attempt to kidnap people.
What I'm saying before is like we used before.
How about with the intent?
Like before, John used by using dangerous weapons to enforce the law. I believe at that point, right after that, there should be something that brings the people to the prison. It's like a consequence of what happened before. It's an attempt to imprison people. There's got to be a word that has to connect those two.
Well, you see, the reason why I put in an attempt, okay, maybe we can be more direct.
Well,
it's not an attempt,
and in
an
attempt
action.
The reason I
put in an attempt to is because the fact that then when they take out a dangerous weapon, when the cop puts the gun to you, you are now under his control. You are in constructive prison. You're incarcerated.
Correct. It's a consequence. That's what I was trying to say. So what you're saying before, the imprisonment, it's a consequence of using those weapons.
Yes.
So you need a word to bridge those two ideas. You know what I'm saying? What happens prior to the imprisonment. It's a consequence.
Yes.
You are
however
saying,
we
and
word
additionally,
that.
What you by you putting "and" in, you actually saying "and additionally."
Gotcha.
You know.
Well, maybe we should.
There's
got
to be a word over
there.
Short.
How about
something?
Dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws, and attempt. No, that doesn't work either.
And to attempt to kidnap people.
Does that work?
That works for me.
Sounds a little better.
Okay, let me just read that last part. And thereby inflicting punishments, pains, and penalties upon the people by using dangerous weapons to enforce pretended laws and to attempt to kidnap people by imprisonment. This is an act of treason.
That works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, 42. MoveOn.org. In violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1983, the defendants under color of statute pretended law in New York State have deprived the people's unalienable rights secured by the decreed Constitution and therefore is liable to the people injured in an action at law for redress herein so filed.
Okay, over there, right at the bottom where it says, and therefore are, it's not is, because you're talking about defendants. They are.
Correct.
Okay, where,
liable.
Which line is that?
Right after Constitution.
Yes.
Therefore, are.
Are.
Liable.
Gotcha.
Now, statute, is that the way you spell statute? I'm not sure.
Yes, yeah, statute. S-T-A-T-U-T-E. Is that how I spelled it?
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, S-T-A-T-U-T-E. Yes.
Why are you using New York State?
What do you mean?
Why do you say state instead of just New York? I thought state, when you refer to New York,
no
you're
reason
referring
particularly.
To the corporate entity?
Well, one of the things, you're right in one thing, okay, I believe you are because I've heard and learned this from others, and after a while you get confused by it, but here's the bottom line. I can say a word that's going to drive them crazy all day long. They can't ever bring up what it really means because they have to reveal the fraud to do so. Okay? But the signaling to the upper ranks, okay, which is the appellate court, which we're not really going to anyway, they may end up trying to decide something on this because, you see, they can interfere on a constitutional question. The way I believe the interpretation of their ability to interfere on a constitutional question is when an individual's right is being violated and it becomes a constitutional question. In other words, for you to have your rights taken care of, now having your rights taken care of by lawsuit, now all of a sudden the other person's certain rights are being violated. So it's a right against a right. See, there are certain places where our rights meet each other and then we have to yield, both has to yield. That's where the appellate court can now take control and in order to protect the other person's right. That's why they can do it. Other than that, they can't overturn a decision from a court of record by the people. So, but I didn't really have to say all that. We could take
I was going to say, why, I don't know. My understanding, and I'm forgotten, it's been a few years, New York State is the corporate
well,
entity?
Well, I think it's state of New York. I know when they do the state of New York Supreme Court, I put New York State Supreme Court.
But I think there's, why did you use state?
It just happened. I don't know.
Okay, can someone check on that? How it's supposed to be?
We can drop state out, I think, in New York.
No, but I don't know the answer.
Well, New York is a state.
Yeah,
let me tell you where I think.
It's also a city.
I think.
No, it is New York City.
Okay, I think the game is played on putting the word state before the word New York, the state
okay.
of New York.
Gotcha.
That's where the corporate game is.
All right,
is.
State of New York is.
That's the corporate. New York
okay.
State is. Now, New York State, remember, is somewhat of a collective, so it's a trust.
Okay.
There
all
is
right,
a trust
gotcha.
Between the people and the government, which is New York State
okay.
as a whole. So,
but
I think the other one is more of the corporate owned by the elite.
Okay, yes.
May I make a suggestion? Can we use a different verb? I know what you're trying to say, but pretended? Can we use a different verb than that?
Well, pretended is a different word.
You're trying to
word.
Say it's fake. It's a law that it's a statue that it's kind of fake.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it's a fiction, and they use that language
right.
when they talk about this.
Is there
things.
A different verb that maybe we could use?
Well, pretended is a word that I've seen in a lot of places, and a pretended
okay.
law. And fake law,
right.
yeah. But you see, fake law is a very, let's think about the meaning of that. Fake
free
law
language.
Is kind of really
well,
bound
I'm
out.
Well, I'm not saying
yes.
fake, but
pretended,
something.
Yeah, but it is true. It is a fake law. So you're right
yeah.
on that. But pretended is the fact that they're pretending that this is their fiction is real, and people are believing it, and people are living in an illusion. This whole
yeah,
country is
adjective.
Living in an illusion.
It's an adjective, yeah.
So that's why pretended, I've seen it used numerous times, and I think it's a good word. I don't know if there's
okay.
another
okay.
word that'll say the same thing.
Well, John, so just to make sure that I understand, are you saying that a statute is a pretended law?
Correct.
All right, so...
Yes.
So then, and here, then it
now we
should
gotta
be
careful with that. I gotta make a comment there at that point because you see, statutes are laws to those who work for the government. But
so
statutes
you don't
could
have under
never.
The color of law,
huh?
Instead of the color of statute. How come?
Yeah, at this point, because that's the language of the code, and let me look at the code and see why it's saying
right.
that. If I
so instead
know.
Of John, instead of putting between two commas, shouldn't we? Be using hyphenation over there just
yes.
to highlight in that.
Yes. Yeah. So two things there. That the code does
I
say color of statute.
Yeah.
It does say color of statute, and right, Manny is right. It should be under color of statute hyphen pretended law. Actually, it's
right.
not a hyphen. What is that called? It's not. It's
M dash. You know M dash.
Yeah.
Like
I've
you
never
used
seen,
the
I've
same
never
day
seen.
Used the same punctuation used where it says decreed constitution for the United States. Those two little
apostrophes.
Apostrophes on well, it's not
no,
an
no
apostrophe.
Apostrophes.
Parentheses.
Yeah. What are they?
No.
What are those? What is
now
that
you,
called?
The quotation marks.
Quotation marks. Yeah. Now I'm getting
yeah.
mixed up. Quotation.
Yeah.
Marks.
Yeah. Use the dashes.
Right.
Because you're basically you're saying
you are stressing the point that statutes
right.
are pretended law, so you
exactly
really
yes
yeah,
yeah.
But I don't
you
know
should.
If I've seen those M dashes in any legal documents.
No. What is it? Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
An M dash is a long hyphen. A hyphen's used for like 22.
Where do I find that?
An M dash is
at the top left side above.
You mean where you find? You mean on the keyboard? If you type two dashes, the top
okay,
right of the keyboard. If you type two yes. dashes, depending on what word processor you're using, it should convert it into that dash, the M dash.
Okay. Yeah. No. I get left with the two dashes left.
Okay.
On the
then
top.
It's
okay.
either Control Alt and a minus sign.
So Control Alt.
And a minus
sign. That's the lower level there. That didn't do it.
Okay.
Well, if those M dashes are not often or not really used in this format, then you could say the defendants under color of statute, which is a pretended law or that being a pretended law.
Yeah.
And just keep it in commas.
So put the statute comma. Well, why doesn't it work just comma, pretended laws, comma, pretended law, comma? Why doesn't it work that way?
Because it makes it look more like a list instead of equating statute with pretended
Wait.
Law.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think
okay.
your intent, John, is you want to really stress pretended law.
Absolutely.
By
that
commas,
the statute is a pretended law. Yes.
Yep.
But by putting commas, I don't think you're doing that.
Okay, so... What do you want me to do?
Either use the M dashes, you know, keep it the way it is here, but replace the commas with the M dashes, or you can say the defendants under color of statute, comma, that being a pretended law, comma, and
okay,
so on and so forth.
Being pretended law, comma. Another comma?
Yeah, another comma.
Okay. In New York State. Have deprived the peoples and the word people's got to be changed, the apostrophe
right.
S.
It should be have deprived the people of, this is the same thing as we've done many times before here, have
okay.
deprived the people of our unalienable rights.
They're both the same, aren't they? Deprived.
Yeah, but it is bringing it back to the plaintiff's hour.
Okay.
Right. And again, you're not depriving the
way,
rights,
Helena,
you're depriving
you
the people.
Up?
You're right.
Did you sign up, Helena?
For what?
For this? To get your
we
name on.
Sign up.
As a plaintiff.
I don't know. I thought you were going to be there, and you weren't there.
I was there. We
I didn't
table.
Find you.
It
wasn't
the bus. He was there.
Okay, I didn't see you because you said you were going to be where Sheriff Mack was, and I was over there, and I didn't see you.
Well, Sheriff Mack wasn't there, so
no,
I couldn't
the other
stop
day,
him.
When I drove, you said,
yeah,
said,
but I couldn't go over
said,
there because I was excommunicated from the area.
Well, that's why I didn't find you.
John, be nice, John.
I called you over the phone. I thought something happened to you.
But it's true. I don't know what else to tell you. Look, I went to another place in the park because I knew they couldn't tell me to leave.
Okay, I just didn't know you were there, so that's why I didn't sign it.
But
so
we're
you
there.
Can. So you can still sign up with the form on the web, though. So,
okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That was my question. I didn't know if I could sign. I might have already. I think I might
well,
have.
Well, sign
I
again.
I didn't know if I could sign
up,
if it wasn't completed. How can people sign something that's in flux?
Because most people people want lawyers. That's why. And that's why I'm trying
to
convince
people. Well, I was waiting for it to be finished.
Learn.
I don't know. All right. I didn't know if I could sign it. Maybe I did already.
Absolutely. Well, yeah.
Doesn't matter. Let's
just
go
sign
over
it. Fill it out and fax it or email it to me. And if you come up twice, we're not going to put you on twice. Doesn't matter.
Okay. Don't worry about it. Let's go on here. Yeah.
Okay. So are we done here? Let me see. I should read it.
Read it back. Yep.
Okay. 42. In violation of U.S. Code 42, 1983, the defendants under color of statute, that being pretended law, in New York State, have deprived people of our unalienable rights secured by the decreed Constitution and therefore are liable to the people injured in an action at law for redress herein so filed.
Yeah, does he need a comma after action?
No, action at law is a thing.
Yeah, that's
okay,
all right. Action
yeah.
at law is the point,
okay.
is the phrase. Okay, we're done. That's good.
Yeah. Now I'll speak for myself here. I'm starting to go a little cross-eyed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's a good.
You
place
want to pick
to
this
end,
up tomorrow
like
night, or
event?
Is it too much for us to do? Because we do have to get this done. Is tomorrow night good at 8?
Yeah, it's good for me.
Okay.
I think so.
Manny, you going to try to
yeah.
make it back again?
Yes, I'll join you around that
what
time.
What time do you close the shop over there?
I'm closed already. I usually
yeah.
close around 9 to 10 o'clock. But
okay.
I could be on the phone before that. Doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, if you're on the phone and listening and working, just mute your mic
yeah.
so we don't hear all the pizza
yeah.
making. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, the noise that you guys heard before, it was me cleaning up, so.
Oh.
Sorry about that.
And I see Phil, you still on? I can't believe you're awake so late. Phil must have left his phone line open. Maybe he went to sleep listening to us.
You have lost some people along the way.
Okay.
Does everyone see Phil in here, 777? Or no?
What's 777?
Wait a second. Oh, there's only two people. Let's see. Well, no, there's a few people in here. Okay. Anyway.
Well, let me ask this.
You know, there's been some commenting. Has anybody been watching the text chat?
The what?
Text chat. Has anybody been watching that?
I don't even know what you're saying.
No, I have not been watching it. There's been a few comments there, not too much.
Okay.
There has been some, but not very much. It might
right,
be
because I know Georgie wanted to make
text
comments.
Text chat stopped about 2 hours ago.
Did it? What do I know?
Yes, because I was trying to watch it.
Okay. Well, I thought you were sleeping.
Well, I should be sleeping.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me ask this, and I think I know the answer here, but just to be sure, John, you were planning to file this on Friday.
That's not going to happen.
Okay, good.
Maybe next Friday. Look, I push myself, and I try to push everyone else. If I don't put a date down and push people, no one will ever sign up. Everybody's waiting.
Absolutely.
When I put that date down, all of a sudden people were saying, hey, you know, I just noticed that and this and the other thing. And, you know, people started to get moving, okay?
Yep.
I don't want them to wait. By nature, they have created us to all be procrastinators. And by nature, we are procrastinators.
John,
you know,
let's go to number 43 so we get it out of the way. I mean,
I
agree. And then we'll say goodnight.
Okay.
Well, all right, let's do 43.
Is that all right? It's a very short one.
All
yes.
right. Okay. You want to push it, huh, Manny, huh? Okay.
Neglect
well.
To prevent. Okay. Now, this one here is for the those who voted against the act and against gun control but didn't do anything to stop it.
Okay.
What they should have done collectively, they should have said, this is unconstitutional. And their peers would have said, hey, screw you. We're going to do what you want.
Okay, all right.
And they should have taken this to the courts on behalf of the people.
I don't think this was strong enough, but go ahead.
Okay, well, let's make it stronger then. Okay, in violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1986, some of the defendants who opposed any unconstitutional legislation concerning the people's unalienable, let me change the un right
and
now,
people.
And the people. And we'll change the apostrophe S.
Yep.
Okay. People's unalienable rights secured by decreed constitution for the United States. Let's make the United States caps. Well, we got the
And
see,
you don't need
S.
the quotation mark around.
The four,
end
gotten that
four.
Out of there, and then we got an underline, we'll make an emboldenment, and we're done. Okay, decreed constitution for the United States and have neglected to argue and bring before a court of justice its unconstitutionality on behalf of the people mentioned in section 1985, I have to put a subsection there, of this title, are liable to the party injured, and therefore such damages may be recovered in an action at law herein so filed. Okay, so I just to put a subsection. What do we got going here? What do we...
A lot of commas you need.
Okay, I love commas.
He's listening.
It helps me read.
Any reason why you have those defendants capital?
Yeah.
Let's see, only if it's the beginning of the sentence should it be...
Where, some of the defendants. Is there a reason
yeah,
why you're on capital?
We're gonna decap them.
And
they've
and
been decapped.
And
they
the
don't
same
deserve
thing.
That.
Yeah. Same thing with the word some.
Some
before
is
defendants.
Decapped. Yep, done. I don't know why that happened. So.
I think I know why, but go ahead.
Okay, so are we done or we have more to work? Where do we want to put up? I'm waiting for my commas.
Let's see. In violation of U.S. Code, some of the defendants who opposed any unconstitutional legislation concerning the people's inalienable rights secured by the... I think you want a comma there between rights and secured on the second line?
And another
I can
thing,
live with or without that one. I can read that right through just like
John,
you did. But
John, one more thing. After or opposed, shouldn't it be the unconstitutional legislation?
Say that again?
Instead of any...
Okay, who opposed the unconstitutional? Well, no, because we're going back in time. We're going back to other legislation. There's two. There's codes. There's New York Code 265, I think it is, and New York Code 400, which don't go read it because you'll be very frightened. You everybody's a lawbreaker. You probably have something illegal in your pocket right now. They probably listed keys in there.
Is there only two codes?
There are two sections of codes, and then there's also New York Code 35, which ends up being pretty good.
By using that word, I'm just it's kind of vague. You're just throwing that any.
Yeah.
So it encompasses all the legislation rather
well,
than being specific.
Well, any unconstitutional legislation, what we may want to focus that directly in on gun control, any unconstitutional gun control legislation, maybe.
So shouldn't you mention the actual legislation piece that is encompassing this unconstitutional legislation?
Yeah, that's
in other words, After
yes,
that,
yes.
unconstitutional, and then you should mention the actual Safe Gun Law Act or whatever.
Right.
It has
there's
to refer
three
to
of them.
Something.
There's the Safe Gun Law Act, which is just now. There's the 265 and the 400. I got to make sure the 265 is right. Let me go look.
I still think it's kind of weird you're bunching these things together. I think it's going to get I don't know enough about court, but
what am I bunching together?
Two U.S. codes and the New York State Safe Act. You're bunching civil, criminal, and the New York Safe Act when just one of these things can get this whole thing thrown out.
Civil, what are you talking about? All these codes are criminal.
You're bringing
with the
up,
exception of the U.S.
It's
code.
It's like you're saying, well, I got you on your handkerchief hanging out of your pants. You must be a gang member. And I got you on your ring, and I got you on your hat. But I also got you on your cousin's locker. I don't know. It's like it's your bunch
okay,
of things.
Okay, well, yeah,
here's the
thing. You see, we have the power to put these people in jail, whether you realize it or not, up to 10 years or 1 year, depending on the code they violate. So going after the criminal act is one thing. It's not going to correct the political problem.
Okay, all right, I got you. So, but I think he's right about not, you know, that you should have some mention of what it is they're
the
accusing
these defendants of. I mean, it's very any. I mean, you're throwing them under the bus, whatever
yeah.
you can throw it at them. I think at this point, if I were a judge and reading this, what is he referring to?
Yeah, nothing.
You have to specify exactly what unconstitutional legislation they have disobeyed or they have
right.
not obeyed.
Yeah.
What number?
Somewhere
are
either before or after.
43.
You need to,
43.
Huh?
43.
Specify it.
Yeah, they're gonna say it's too broad of a paintbrush. That's what they're gonna say. It's too broad.
Okay. So
you need the Safe Act.
Right. I'm gonna put it in here. The question is where and how. Let me drop it in here and I'll read it. I'm just dropping it almost anywhere. We've got to figure it out.
Putting Penal Code 400 and 600 in with the SAFE Act is
yeah.
they already upheld 400 and 600 under their statutory law in the Supreme Court many, many times.
Right.
So the judges' minds have already been twisted to the fact that the normal gun law in New York State before the SAFE Act is constitutional because of statements like, you see, you're telling him not to make an open-ended thing, but they do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They say, we have the right to do any reasonable restriction. Well, what the frick's a reasonable restriction, and who determines what's reasonable?
All right, so then specify what unconstitutional legislation you're talking about. Are you talking
yeah, you
about...
Say, he's going... You're right. We are going after the New York Safe Act, and we're also
okay,
going after the new gun law, right, John?
Let me read what I think has, and then you guys can figure this out. Okay, in violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1986, some of the defendants who opposed New York Penal Code law, subsection 265, subsection 400, and New York Safe Act, and New York Safe Act.
Safe
law. I'm going to get rid of Safe Law. Safe Act? Or, no, it's law. It's Act. New York Safe Act. Isn't that it?
Right.
That's what they call a Safe Act, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Okay, so I'm getting a...
Gun Safety Act. Safe
yeah,
Act.
You'd probably
yeah.
write the whole thing out. Secure, blah, blah, ammunitions, and blah, 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 blah.
No. We'll just leave the codes. We're going to get too wordy. And let them go look it up. They're too lazy. Who cares anyway? They don't have to understand. They really don't have to understand. I don't care if they understand. We always know that we lose in the trial courts anyway. You win out in the upper courts. But we're doing a quarter record anyway, and we're going to really beat this guy up right up front. We're going to pull all barrels out right up front. We're going to make sure, did you read this? Did you read that? Did you
but
understand
this?
This
is my
that.
Point. When you write SAFE Act, if you write what it means, secure ammunitions and blah, 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 with S-A-F-E, right?
Yes.
If you write it out,
yeah.
doesn't it's more clear.
I did write it out.
Oh, what is it?
It's the New York Safe Act.
No, but what does
well,
S
saying,
stand
she's
for?
She's saying S-A-F-E Act. I didn't even realize it stands for secure ammunition, S-A-F-E.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Arms.
It's but they know. They know. So that's all caps. That's an acronym, right?
Right.
Yes, it's an acronym.
I didn't. You just. I didn't even realize that.
Neither
that,
did
that
I.
Was an acronym.
I didn't realize it either. But these guys are slick.
Something. Firearms and enactment.
They always
act.
Have to have accurate. They always have. They're Orwellian. They need acronyms, man.
No, well, I'll just cap the word safe, and that leaves it alone. And the judges should know at this point. Okay.
Yeah, but I think what I'm trying to say is, when you say safe, this is like you said, it's Orwellian.
Look it. I'm putting S, capital S, capital A, capital F, capital E. Act. That's what I'm putting. We don't need to.
No. Wait. The thing is, even an acronym has periods after. Okay,
so
here's what it is.
You want me to put S period, A period, F period?
No,
E
it's
period?
Secure and fair. Wait, no, let's see. I got the wrong thing now. I'm looking for the exact terminology.
That would be more...
Everybody that's going to read this knows it's the safe act.
I understand what you know,
that.
But you have to be exact.
Here's what happens when you do a case.
I know the judge anyway.
When you say, in the beginning, you should say, the Secure Safety Firearm Safe, hereinafter known as the SAFE Act. You do that in the beginning of the case.
Yes.
Because you define the terms.
Yes.
Because just like the IRS, taxpayer means somebody in the District of Columbia, hereinafter taxpayer. So I don't know where he didn't do that. Maybe he got to fit that in.
Well, we haven't brought this issue, these words up yet, and we get into them later.
Yeah,
huh?
You should put it somewhere.
Okay.
Well,
so
when the first time you should say fact, you should write it out the first time and say here and after the SAFE Act.
Okay. What does SAFE stand for?
I have no idea.
I'm trying to look it up, but every time I type, I keep messing up. SAFE Act, New York, right? That was New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
New York, and that was January 15.
Okay.
2013, because I came up with safe mortgage baloney.
It's Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement
Act.
Right.
Yes.
Secure Firearms and Ammunition.
No, Secure
Ammunition and Firearms.
Yep. Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement
Act. Of 2000, Act. And that's called the New York SAFE Act.
If you put a footnote someplace, the judge will know what you're referring to, even if you don't have to write the act itself at this point. But
well, maybe that's what we should do, is just put a footnote on it and say it out.
You always refer to something in your paper.
Well,
in
footnotes
the full
are fine,
term,
too.
As, just like Gerard said, thereafter referred to as.
Correct.
Yep.
And because otherwise.
New York. And the New York secure or secured?
Secure.
With no D at the end, just secure.
Okay, Secure Ammunition and Firearm Enforcement Act. Hereinafter.
That even pisses me off more now that I know what it means.
I know.
See, now, aren't you glad I'm on the phone? I did something
Holy
right.
Holy crap. Now I'm really ticked off. I thought they were trying to keep me safe. I didn't know they wanted to take my ammo besides my guns.
I just put it in the chat window just to be clear.
I figured at least if I had ammo, I could get a pipe and make my own gun.
Okay, so what I have here is...
New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act.
In violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1986, some of the defendants who opposed New York Penal Code Law, subsection 265, subsection 400, and New York, or should it be the New York? I'll just leave it. And New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act.
Of 2013.
But they have one before?
I don't know.
They're going to have one after it.
No, there's...
Yeah, because on New York State Gov, that's what they have, Act of 2013.
Yeah, be complete.
Yeah, because...
Don't be sloppy, John. We don't want to get thrown out of court again.
Aviation Fire Enforcement Act of 2013. Oh, I thought it was 1938. Hitler didn't do this?
No, but then it wasn't called the New York Safe Act.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
See, maybe they want to have another one.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And those three specific laws or acts or whatever, it should be or, right? This one, or this one?
Who opposed New York Safe Act? Or... Well, they actually, yeah, because they could have opposed one and not the other one.
Exactly,
so it
right.
It has to be either or.
Right.
You know something? I just want to throw this out at you. But I was reading the bill, and I don't know if it got amended after, unless I scroll all the way down and see if it got amended, but... When it started out, the Senate bill said an act to amend the criminal procedure law, the correction law, the Family Court Act, the executive law, the general business law, the judiciary law, the mental hygiene law, the penal law, and the surrogate court and the surrogates court procedure act. And that was just into the relation of suspension or revocation of firearms licenses. So who knows what other things they're gonna
They probably got something about the BBD underwear law.
And Kendra law, I don't even know what that was, but affects all
Kendra's
that
law, yeah. These guys are out of control. Jeez.
Okay, so anyway, I just thought I'd throw that to you.
It's no wonder they want to get rid of guns, because knowing what they do, it makes you want to get a gun and just get rid of them, because they're, like, so ridiculous. They're
Why
obviously...
would you say, don't you know you're being monitored every single second?
Yeah, well, they're under treason, so guess what? Okay, I won't use a gun. We'll have a trial, and we'll get a gallows, and we'll hang them. You like that better?
At least it's legal, maybe.
A little bit. Yeah, it is legal. Well, we could fire
and when
these
you say,
laws. Who's legal
us? It isn't me. I'm not going to be trying them. Okay.
So where are we at here?
And then you got to say, and hereafter, known as the SAFE Act, because I don't know if we're going to use this acronym again, but... Do you remember if you used it again in the next 150 lines down, John?
I don't think so. No, I wasn't here for the first hour.
No. We're only up to line 43. There's like 150 lines in this thing. And what I'm saying is I don't know if the SAFE Act comes up in them or not, by name. I mean, we're going to say and hereafter call the SAFE Act, and we're only going to mention it one time. And if it's only mentioned one time, we don't need to say hereafter call the SAFE Act.
Is John still with us?
I think he fell asleep.
No, there's in the text window it says he hung up. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe he had some technical difficulty there.
Oh yeah, he probably got knocked off line.
He's giving us the silent treatment here.
I don't know what. Number 43, page 9 of 37.
Page 37. Oh my. You got it later, but not, I don't know about before.
No, there's nothing before. I haven't heard the SAFE Act in any of this before. Have you guys?
No, but that's what we're going to court for, no? I mean, it would be really smart to put it at some point at the beginning of the whole discussion.
Although he's got to go back and change it. Does he say it? He says, I mean, you'd think he had to say it, right?
See, you can do a search. What you can do is, on this document here, you just go to edit, go up on
right,
top.
I guess I'm back. I don't know how I got disconnected. My phone was disconnected. But, okay, I was wondering why no one was listening. Everybody kept talking over me.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
It was nice.
I don't even remember. Here, why don't we read this and see where we're at? Okay.
Well, we were wondering about what
we have not used this phrase before. but we do use this later in the Wherefore course.
I was going to tell you how to find out where you found the word.
I could do a control F and find it, yes. I know
okay.
where they're at.
Okay.
We haven't hit them yet.
Okay.
And I will remember when we get there because there's been a lot of commotion about this acronym. So I will not forget.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
I agree. It has not been
in
before.
Violation of New York Code 42, subsection 1986. Some of the defendants who opposed New York Penn Code, Penal Code, Law 265, subsection 400, and or New York Secure Ammunition and Firearm Enforcement Act, hereinafter SAFE Act, concerning the people's unalienable rights secured by the decreed Constitution for the United States, and have neglected to argue and bring before a court of justice its unconstitutionality on behalf of the people mentioned in section subsection 1985 of this title, are liable to the party injured, and therefore such damages may be recovered in an action at law herein so filed. Well, any other fixes we need for this?
John, you have deleted two important words that you had there and you took them out now. Unconstitutional, unconstitutional legislation.
Yeah, it's like you're reading a different phrase. Are you on 43?
No,
yeah.
I think he replaced unconstitutional legislation with the names of those three.
Should he put those?
Right.
Should he put those any
right.
unconstitutional legislation and then mention the three after that or no?
No.
Well, let's see. You know, he's got a point.
Because he's saying that they're unconstitutional.
Oppose,
so whatever laws he's talking about,
yes,
oh.
he's saying unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional New York.
Yes.
So that's the
so
way
he omitted those. He should still
okay.
keep them, but I believe he should keep it before he mentions the three
yes.
laws.
Okay,
right.
All right.
Oppose
so
the unconstitutional, right?
Yes.
Correct. Legislation and then mention them.
Well, we don't have to say legislation, I don't think. We say we oppose the unconstitutional New York Penal Code law, so
okay.
on and so forth. Right?
Right. Yes, you're right. You don't need
okay.
legislation. Right?
Okay.
Okay. New York Penal Code 400, 600, and the
okay.
firearm secure this, that, BVD
yeah,
law.
BS, 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 BS. Got it.
Okay.
Here and after referred to as BS.
BS.
Yeah, yeah. The BS
we
law.
We should do that. Look,
okay.
You know, who was it? Ryan did some paper where he, or somebody did it, where they called in here and after the victim. And then the other one, what did he, was it Ryan Gerard that did that?
Yeah.
And
well,
then what
he
did
learned,
he call the defendant?
He called.
All right.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Yeah. And then he called them what, here and after the criminal or something?
Yeah, the criminal.
John, you want to read it one more time? So
yeah,
we
I'm
know
getting
the
one more time.
I'm really thirsty.
Here we go. In violation of U.S. Code 42, subsection 1986, some of the defendants who opposed the unconstitutional New York Penal Code Law 26, subsection 265, sub, and subsection, no end, subsection 400, and or New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, comma, hereinafter SAFE Act, comma, concerning the people's unalienable rights secured by the decreed Constitution for the United States, and have neglected to argue and bring before a court of justice its unconstitutionality on behalf of the people mentioned in subsection, in second, the word section's got to go.
What is 1985?
Subsection 1985 of this title are liable to the party injured, and therefore such damages may be recovered in an action of law herein so filed.
I think after injured you need a comma.
After injured. Party injured, comma.
Injured.
Yeah.
And therefore such damages. Right, because you got to take a breath there, my goodness.
That's
yeah,
right.
And it's actually
oh, so we do use commas to make a point.
Yeah, I think you need two commas. You need
oh, John's in his glory.
Wait.
When Helena says John needs commas, you just smile.
I don't think you need a comma after the law, though.
I think you need one after therefore.
Not necessarily.
Usually, therefore, is put in commas.
Yeah. I've seen it both ways. I'm not really sure
okay.
if one is more correct than the other,
all
but
right.
yeah, but definitely after injured, that's a good idea.
You need one over there, and I think I would omit the one after law. What do you guys think?
Oh, at the very end?
Yes.
No, that should stay a comma.
Yeah.
At law. Yeah, because you need a pause there. Herein so filed.
Right.
It's
I got a
copy
at the law.
Yeah.
Okay, are we done with that line? Are we good?
Oh, my goodness.
You
please.
Know, trespass on the case, that's really interesting.
What?
Trespass on the case.
I'm gonna have
along.
To sign off.
Yes, we'll get along.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to do this tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Let me end the recording right now. This is a long recording. Don't usually go this long, but I have to.
I forgot
to, so.
I was on recording. I wouldn't have said all the stuff I said.
You
gotta remind me.
Recorded. End recording.